Citizens Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
The globalists are coming! The globalists are coming!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! Get ready to rumble! Woo!
I genuinely love Magatard. And when I say that, the people that are still completely pro-Trump and say he can do no wrong think I'm being silly and joking. I still love the grassroots Trump supporters that defend him no matter what. I understand that they're seriously worried about the globalists. They're seriously worried about the Democrat Socialists of America, Islam. So am I. I don't like Trump getting into this war that the Pentagon told him had a 92% chance of complete failure, which has now happened 195 days into this. Okay? And that's the big announcement. Wall Street Journal reports the White House confirms that the Pentagon gave a report to the president, and it was J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio that had to point it out to him and say, sir, the Pentagon predicts that Iran will probably hold out until 2029. Trump, of course, yesterday on the tarmac in Dallas before he went to the midterm Republican convention, a new thing he's launched, said, no, it'll be over now after the midterms. They will collapse after the midterms. How many times has he declared victory? I mean, this is hurting the dollar. It's killing us with inflation. It's gotten a bunch of our equipment destroyed. Troops killed, 900 wounded. Trump says it's small potatoes. No, it's not. And Iran is stronger than ever strategically in the region. Now, that's a fact, folks. And saying that I love the Muslims and I'm on the Iranian payroll, when I posted stuff about this on X today, like a third of the comments were, you're a traitor. No, I'm not. I'm right. I'm totally vindicated. I've thrown everything I got behind Trump, and I'm proud I did the first term and what we went through, and I went through it with him and you. And then he changed 4 or 5 months into the new term with the whole Epstein thing, and then everything else went sideways. Still a lot of good going on, but it went sideways with his constituents, went from 57 points on average to 30 points. We're in deep crap on the midterms. I don't agree with Fuentes' plan of let's punish the Republicans and make it worse with accelerationism and let's get the Democrats in there. No way. But the person helping them get in with his actions is Donald John Trump, any way you slice it. All these pollsters that have been pro-Trump, they've been going to the White House over a year ago, like Mark Mitchell and others, warning him to his face. And boy, was he proven right. So this is just a freaking disaster. So there is a camp of people that are former Trump supporters that hate him and to basically join with the Democrats and just get off on the big fight because it's very popular now to attack Trump. That is not where I am. I have been here absolutely pulling my hair out till there's none left over this. And I think it's very important to understand the big picture here. Post-Trump, what are we going to do? We better start talking about that. Now, I saw a MAGA-tard video today put out by the original folks that put it out, who I've been following for years, who are not liberals, who are populist conspiracy researchers. And if you look over the years, most of their videos have been anti-globalist, a lot of them pro-Trump. They're just like me, upset about Trump. And this little short video that we'll play when we come back perfectly encapsulates my thinking and what we should be doing. It's beautiful. It exposes how the Republicans and Democrats are controlled and how there's powerful forces behind the scenes manipulating us. This is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it. But going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is September 10th, 2026. I am your embattled chronicler, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from Austin, Texas, transmitting in defense of liberty worldwide and in resistance to tyranny. All right, we've got three big guests today I'll tell you about coming up. Huge. We have got incredible geopolitical economic developments unfolding. We have the accelerating invasion funded by the UN and the globalists of Europe and the U.S., but Trump is doing a good job, at least not letting a lot of new people in. We've got all the different developments on that front, and we have the Pentagon delivering a report to the president, we now learned last week, the Wall Street Journal reporting, the White House has confirmed this, and that J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio had to bring it to Trump because they knew he already had it and say, look, the Pentagon predicts that there's really no chance of Iran falling with all their AI estimates and their on-the-ground estimates until your term is over in 2029, and it may not even happen then. What did I say back 195 days ago or about a week before it started? I said, yeah, you crush them enough and you do enough sanctions and you blow up their infrastructure, yeah, they might fall in 3-4 years. And then most estimates are it will break in three parts and you'll have a giant civil war. And that's what Israel wants. They've said that's perfect for them. They, quote, want chaos and destabilization in the region. Next, they want to drag us into war with Turkey and Egypt. I told you that a year ago. Now Netanyahu admits it. Again, I don't want to be on Israel's ass all the time, but they're front and center dragging us into this, killing the economy, killing our name worldwide, the inflation, all the rest of it. It is a disaster. More bases got hit. They're now confirming ships got hit. They're confirming air bases got hit. Aircraft got blown up. They're not out of missiles. Trump has declared dozens of times that the regime has changed and that we've won the war. It's just not true. And it really hurts our credibility when Trump does that. And having a minority of the former MAGA that still supports him run around and attack everybody as Iranian or Qatari agents that have been vindicated and proven right doesn't do anything. It may make you feel okay until we lose the midterms and all those investigations launched and all the rest of it. It's just crazy. They had a bunch of signs at the Republican midterm convention, Trump's dubbing it, up in Dallas, that said, fight insider trading, and they hand them out to the crowds. We have video of this. Why the hell would you do that? It's some type of dirty joke? Some type of sick joke? Well, there was no insider trading by Trump in the first 10 minutes. He was squeaky clean. I was so proud of it. It's public insider trading now. I mean, again, I don't want to sit here and bash Trump, but he's been our guy. And so when he does it, when the Democrats do it, you expect it, want to put him in prison. when Trump does it and then rubs our nose in it with, oh, look, all these signs they hand out. We have video of them handing them out, and they're up there, oh, you know, arrest the insider traders, stop insider trading, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? I have the video of this. I mean, if you're going to do the insider trading, at least don't say $100,000 a month, Truth Social, you'll get stock tips and what Trump's going to announce before anybody else so you can dominate in the market. I mean, you couldn't come up with a more satirical, in-your-face example of just open insider trading. It's just bonker town. So I'm not going to spend all day on Trump, but there's some good stuff, a lot of good stuff going on in the administration. There are a lot of mid-level and low-level and even a few high-level indictments going on, and they are catching them in election fraud, the Democrats, in California and in Michigan and in Ohio and in Georgia and Florida, and the arrests are happening every day. Here's some more. Skid Row Lord surprises feds with 5 a.m. getaway as he's accused of massive ballot harvesting scheme. They've arrested the folks that are openly bragging about how they go out with the NGO money and pay the homeless to go vote Democrat. So you've got stuff like this every day, but it gets overshadowed by all the rest of it. But here's obviously the big news. And I'm going to get to this coming up at the bottom of the hour in detail and then move on from it, but it is big. Trump reportedly warned by advisors Iran could last beyond his presidency. A Pentagon report that J.D. Vance, the vice president, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio gave to the president. And they said, you know, you're out saying the war's already over or it's going to be over after the midterms, all these mixed signals. You're saying all these different reasons were there. It's never clear. And now Trump's been told it's going to probably last and they probably won't fall until 2029, if even then. So Trump's like, hey, big deal. Vietnam lasted, you know, decade plus. So what's the big deal? Trump's top advisors confront possibility that Iran war will last through the end of his term. Wall Street Journal. Down in the polls, Republicans embrace a familiar tool, fear. Well, as bad as the Republicans have been doing, and the Republican Congress not getting a lot done in Trump's good agenda, it isn't even a lesser two evils. It's night and day when it comes to the open border agenda and the trans agenda, and they want an expanded war with Russia, which is even more dangerous than the Iran war. And that's why this Iran war is even worse, is because it's a distraction from trying to end the situation with NATO's war with Russia. It is deadly dangerous, and that's continuing to spiral out of control, even though Trump is trying to end that, which is something good. So I just call the balls and strikes, but I assure you, sitting here and becoming one of these, just whatever Trump does is perfect, whatever his cabinet does is perfect, don't question anything, don't, as his constituency, put feet to the fire, that's just plain stupid. I mean, if the Democrats get in, I'm going to oppose bad stuff they're doing. I'm not going to just say, oh, I'm done with politics. It's the same thing with Trump. I'm going to promote the good he does, fight the bad he does. And I just restate that from time to time because I see about a third of the comments on X and at AlexJonesLive.com saying, why are you for the Democrats? Why are you for the Muslims? Why aren't you for the Iran war? Are you a Muslim? What the hell are you talking about? This has made Iran stronger in the region. It's driven the Saudis and Turkey under the nuclear umbrella of Pakistan. And I can go read the new Pentagon reports. It's word for word what I say, not because they're getting it from me and I'm not even getting it from them. It's the truth when you've studied this. But notice the Israel lobby never attacks the Pentagon when it comes out and says Israel's the number one espionage threat 2 months ago. They just make it about me and Tucker Carlson. Oh, it's just Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and MTG. No, it's the Pentagon. And they're certainly not scared of a war. They just don't want to go into a quagmire that has a very good chance of never ending and that we lose strategically, which is already happening. So that's a big deal. I'll be getting to that in more detail at the bottom of the hour. But the first thing I wanted to do was play a new video put out by the folks that originally created Mogatard, also known as Goy Slug, who I really do think is a lovable character. And when I've shown videos that are anti-Trump of MAGA Slug, and then when I've posted videos that are pro-Trump, MAGA-tard, MAGA Slug, whatever you want to call him, the vehement Trump-to-do-no-wrong people, apologists, they don't even get it and say, oh, you're trying to hurt Trump with this when it's a pro-Trump video. And then they go, well, then why is one anti-Trump? Why is one pro-Trump? Because I think it's funny, and I'm just showing you all this cool, fun stuff, and it's good for the debate. Well, They were very frustrated, the folks that created this, because I saw them talk about it. I want to get them on the show, that they got called liberals when they invented Magatard or Goislug, as he's also colloquially known. And they're like, listen, we're not leftists. We're mad at Trump going sideways last year. So they produced a video that perfectly encapsulates this. And I was watching this morning. And when I first started watching it, I went, wow, they're trying to get people a 35,000 foot view. Why is this just an Israel bashing video? And I wasn't against it. That's their free speech. I was thinking, should I even air this? I mean, and then it had the twist. And I was like, oh, I watched it three times, about to watch it fourth time. And I was like, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. This perfectly, in just a minute and a half or whatever it is, encapsulates all of this of the 35,000 foot view. Because there's a lot bigger stuff than just Israel and wanting Greater Israel Project. There's BlackRock, the globalists want this war to kill the economy. They want us all at each other's throats and fighting. But Islam is 2 billion people. It is expansionist. It is a cult of conquest. But I don't want to hate the average Muslim, and I don't want the globalists to bring them in so we can then be divided and conquered. So when I talk about a crusade 2.0, I mean a cultural one, rediscovering the West, celebrating it, promoting it, because the globalists want to get rid of it because it stands against their transhumanist dystopia. And if we do have a classical Western ideal that's so successful and so sexy and that the whole world was adopting until the globalists started taking over culture the last 40 years, their plan for this dystopic cashless society, central bank digital currency system, robot replacement program is never going to fly. The dog is not going to hunt. So this is such an incredibly smart video. Now, part of it will be lost on radio listeners. So again, as soon as we air this live, I want to take my description here and that and post it immediately to Real Alex Jones on X and alexjoneslive.com and to rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live so that people can see what I'm talking about, because it's not as powerful, obviously, when you visually can't see it. But it gets into the smart TVs. It gets into the social credit score. It gets into all these systems that surveil you and control you. And at every level, make you jump through hoops so that you can even have access to the internet with the internet ID that's going in all over the world and the social credit score system that sits above that. And so for Magatard to be able to even activate his TV or surf the channels or watch Hannity, he has to kiss the wailing wall every time that's put on the screen. And that's how ridiculous Israel's propaganda pretty much has gotten. And the more they spend billions trying to propagandize Americans, the more they turn against it. I have advised Israel, because I'm not Israel's enemy. I don't want this confrontation, but they're starting it culturally. That, have you noticed, and even the World Jewish Congress are like, the more money we spend, the worse it gets. So we're going to double the funding again, and we'll get all of you, and we'll censor you, and you bet we run things. But if you say we run a bunch of things, then that's a lie and anti-Semitic, and we'll censor you for that. And we'll crush you, and we'll use the same energy we use with exploding pagers on you, and we'll primary you, and we'll give you a reason to hate the Jews. And you're literally starting a fight with people, most people that never even thought about stuff like this. So as Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I'm not your enemy. I don't want war with Russia either. I don't want war with China. And I don't want the globalists running our show over here to get us all killed. So I'm seriously just trying to have cooler heads prevail here. But he goes, okay, well, I'm not going to join them with Israel. Magatard finally wakes up. But then he tries to join the left, and they want even more. And then he figures out, oh, my God, who's behind this all? We're being played off against each other. Light bulb goes off. And that's the great folks that made this. We'll talk about them at the end. Really challenging everyone to go to the next level, because that's how we're going to save our civilization and move forward. So hats off to these folks. Here is the latest Magatard masterpiece.
Welcome to Patriot Smart Home. Freedom. Automated.
Now this is what I'm talking about. TV, put on Hannity.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed on your screen.
The what?
Please kiss the wall displayed on your screen. Refreshment locked. Please reaffirm your commitment.
Set temperature to 69 degrees.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed.
I already kissed it twice!
Previous affirmations have expired.
This damn thing makes me kiss a wall every time I want a beer.
Have you considered our progressive smart home?
What's that gonna do, make me chop my Twinkie off and put on a dress?
It doesn't have a loyalty wall.
How progressive?
Very.
Ronald Reagan helped me. Fine, sir.
I'm a gender flex, non-binary, transfeminine retail associate. Welcome to Progressive Smart Home. Inclusion. Automated.
Yeah. Put on Fox News.
Streaming requires participation in the housing equity program.
What?
To continue, please accept one resident into your home.
Into my house?
Correct.
Where's decline?
Declining is not currently supported.
Of course it isn't. Muhammad? This ain't Dearborn. Dirk, your way on out of here.
It's Samir. I'm really sorry. The Patriot Smart Home system burned down my house.
Wait a minute. Who the hell makes both of these things?
Powerful, powerful information. Let's put their flag up at the end here so we can talk about this great group and the work that they are doing. So there it is right there. They're doing a great job. You can go to their page and see all of that. So that absolutely perfectly describes what we're dealing with at We Are Forbidden. And that's the transformation, the transcendence we have to have. In that simple little short report, it's showing you the enemy is the smart house. The enemy is the control grid. The enemy that is going to make you jump through more and more hoops and always raise the bar of what you're going to have to do with the social credit score. Oh, there's real beefs with the Muslims and real beefs back and forth. And there's, you know, real issues out there that they make the fight real, and the teen takeovers and the flotillas and the transgenderism and the brainwashing of our kids. All of that is real, but it's being fomented and pushed, the Antifa and all of it, by powerful forces that want divide and conquer. I know most of you are saying, now that's really simple. Well, it's not simple to the average leftist. They're caught in that paradigm even worse than the MAGAtards. And that is people that attack anybody, including those that have the longest, most hardcore pedigrees of fighting tyranny, and who are true populists, nationalists, common sense, conservatives, Christian nationalists, whatever you want to call us, pro-Western people. I mean, I've been on air 32 years. I have been through hell supporting Trump. I was one of the first to endorse him. Much of what we promoted and pushed was adopted by Trump. He didn't do any of the stuff he's doing now in his first term. I was targeted by the deep state for total destruction. I sat there and watched Trump not defend against all the censorship, one of the bad things he did in the first admin, and then it was finally him, as we predicted, that got totally censored. And then he's done some good since then, but now that's basically, they've backed off of that. And so when I criticize Trump, people should really respect it. Even if you disagree with this or that I'm saying, or maybe have your two cents to add to it, or are so worried about the Democrats and the left, the Democratic Socialists, and are just so horrified by them that you're going to back Trump because it's lesser two evils, I can respect that. But we really, and I've gotten off the rails some myself and gotten emotional about this when people attack me, we shouldn't get down on that level, because the Israel First lobby sees the weakness of the Democrats. The Democrats have basically run them out of their party. They're definitely out of control. And so they've come in and said, okay, the Republican Party's ours. Kick out all the original MAGA and bring in Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin as Trump's brain. Now, Trump's kind of pulled back from that, realizing it was a disaster, destroying his legacy, killing the economy. But now America's committed and can't, you know, just walk away, he thinks. Plus, Iran's not letting him because they're winning the strategic war, no matter how many 18-wheelers or missile launchers or boats we blow up. And so I'm watching these missteps by Trump, and I'm simply trying to figure out, how do we salvage something here, and then what do we do post-Trump? That's the larger debate. Now, here's another example. He stepped in it, getting off Air Force One yesterday, saying, oh, it's all sold out, our biggest event. not a seat's empty, and then he said it once he was there, and it was a big crowd, but in the second and third higher levels, you know, many of the seats were empty. I'd say it was 80% full. Nobody's not saying it's a bigger crowd than Democrats can get, but compared to him in Pennsylvania with 200, 300,000, compared to him snap his fingers, 50,000, you look at the polls, Trump is down. So admit he's doing things that, A, aren't good, and B, are pissing people off, instead of full mass attack anybody that says, man, why did he sit there? And you can look at the footage, and you look up into the bleachers, and a lot of them are empty, not on the floor, but in the second and third level, some areas completely empty. And then we point out, look, Trump, you had a big crowd, but it wasn't full. And why do you make it about this when people can go get the footage and now it's a big scandal that distracts from everything else? But he's always been obsessed with crowd size because used to they would zoom in close and wouldn't show how big it was. Well, now they don't have to cheat like that because the crowds aren't as big. I mean, he had last week or 2 weeks ago, he was in Pennsylvania, other areas, and they had like 2,000-3,000 people at the events. And if you go back to some of the rallies around the country, I mean, we're talking 200,000 people inside. Yeah, there's wide shots of this where you get how huge it is. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is close shots. And we all saw that. We experienced that. It would take a day to get into these events. Every time I call for his biggest rallies, we show that up close one. Just don't even show it. I'm not mad. Just don't even show it if you don't show the big rallies. I mean, it shows shots from a helicopter, and it just crowds as far as you can see, and then it pans over to the parking lot, and it 500,000 people. I mean, just absolutely insane. Like the Ellipse, a million people, 50,000 inside, over a million outside. I was there. Trump tapped me to, you know, lead the march. Yeah, that's just when it's starting to fill up. I mean, there are just shots that are unbelievable. We all know that. We all know these crowds are tiny in comparison to what they were. And why is that? Well, it mirrors the polls. And so stop saying we're deceiving people. Stop saying we're trying to hurt Trump. We're saying he's doing things that are not good and he needs to reverse it. We've only got 2 years. We've got to salvage something. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with some of his statements in the crowds and him, you know, saying, oh, look, don't go to the bathroom. There was one seat open. They'll claim it wasn't sold out. And then they pan back and it shows large areas aren't full and the nosebleeds. Just why? I mean, I'm not into lying anyways, but if you're going to lie, it didn't need to be something like, I'm wearing a red shirt. I promise. And you're like, no, it's green. It's emerald green. Nope. I have black eyes. No, you got blue eyes. I've got black skin. No, I've got tan skin. It's like, I'm wearing a black watch. No, you're wearing a stainless steel silver watch. Silver color. It's like, this highlighter on here is red. No, it's yellow. Just stop it. Stop putting us in this position. Stop saying the war was won and is over. Stop saying the Iranians are out of missiles when they're not. Just stop it. Trump didn't use to do this type of crap. And so I've gotten fed up, as you know, more and more the last, I'm just not going to do it. And I invested everything in Trump. So I don't want to hear it from you people mad at me when I get pissed off at him. We are destroying our chance at taking this country back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Huge news straight ahead. Get a lot of feeds now. But let me make a huge announcement that has been 3 years being prepared. And that is a giant, fantastic, full online pharmacy with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. I mean, we've got the heads of the different national associations on the board of this. It's not my company. It's the folks we've been working with that are going to build the whole new network and all the new systems. So when you get a great deal on your online pharmacy, they got everything under the sun with the very best service and the very best quality, no matter where you are. Then the funds go into building a new army in the info war that will dwarf our past activity. A true 360 win. Announcing freedomrxhealth.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. The prices are super low. It's all the highest quality, and it's everything. And obviously, with all the stuff we've been embroiled in the last few years, fighting the deep state info wars, it didn't launch because They would just try to blow it up on the ground. But now it's ready. Everything is at FreedomRx, one word, FreedomRxHealth.com. But we're focusing today on several of the big areas that I want to recommend to you. And it's so easy, and it's so quick, and it's literally, like, on average, 30% of what you get at a local doctor's office. And the service is so much better. Something Trump did good, legalizing telemedicine in his first administration. The very best testosterone therapy and all the other hormonal therapy, energy, muscle, libido, mood, all the good peptides, the BPC-157, NAD, all of them, every single one of them. And what I've seen with professional football players I know and friends and doctors and scientists and all the stuff that's going on, it is incredible. They've got every single one with the lowest prices. Sexual health, PT-141, woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, cognitive support. They got everything. And everything is cash, no insurance. Medication shipped directly to the patient door in discreet packages. All protocols are physician prescribed through a licensed telehealth physician network. It's all there. There's only one rule up front. Patients cannot call in to sign up. It has to all be done through the portal, so it follows all the laws. Very easy to do. All new patients must go through the portal at freedomrxhealth.com. This protects the patient, the physician, and the platform legally. Once onboarded, patients can reach support by phone or by mail. The sign-up is entirely online so that all the laws are followed. It's so simple. Do it in a few minutes. HIPAA compliant. Your health information is 100% protected. Patient goes to freedomrxhealth.com. Patient selects the protocol and completes the intake. Patient does the labs at a local, either recommended or blood testing facility of your choice. For physician review and consultation, prescription written, medication ships to the patient's door. 6 easy steps. When you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Your health, your business, nobody else's. FreedomRx, preserving health, upholding values. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait until we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. Go now to FreedomRxHealth.com. Preserving health, upholding values, your health, your business, nobody else's, the very best quality, the total selection of everything, the best telemedicine, so easy, the ball's in your court. Go now to FreedomRxHealth.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The country is not a hotel, Nick. It is a system of laws, language, memory, and order. Illegal mass entry is the solvent poured on that system. Look around. What do you see? People who broke the border then demand the language change, the schools change, the streets change, the history change. They did not come to join a civilization. They came to occupy it and call the occupation justice. Most of them will never unplug from the story that the host country is guilty and they are owed. Many are not lost. They are organized around grievance. Get the hell out of here. They import the feats they fled, treat public space as a prize, and punish anyone who says the obvious. A nation that cannot say no to entry cannot say yes to its own continuity. Oh, oh. Do you really think that's Sophie Rain? Look again, Nick. Freeze it. Let's move, Nick. Let's go for a burger.
Quiet day, guys. Want to eat some burgers?
John Betts of the House, $5,000 for each American. If the Republicans win the midterms, they're calling it the new MAGA socialism. And the Democrats have done this before. George W. Bush did it. I didn't support it. It's dangerous, but they're monetizing $4 billion a day of U.S. debt. That means the U.S. is buying a record amount of our own debt. And, of course, it gets worse than that. Now the GDP every year is just the amount we would pay on interest of the debt. And when you have your government buying the majority of its own bonds, well, we know where that goes every point in history. And Trump could say, well, I inherited this, and to a great extent he did, but this Iran war has just jammed on the accelerator and caused the yields on the bonds to go way up, so they have to pay people more to buy our bonds. So we're already buying roughly a little bit more than half of the bonds that are issued, and then they're creating all these new expenses, runaway costs. It's a nightmare situation. We'll get more into that. And ignoring that is not going to get us out of this. So POTUS boasts of sold-out GOP convention while footage shows hundreds and hundreds of empty seats. Now, let's be clear. The Democrats have put out videos of when it started and Trump wasn't there and the place is half empty. That's not fair. And nobody's not saying that it isn't a big crowd. The place holds 30,000. Looked like they probably had like 22,000 or so, 23,000. I mean, in the second and third nosebleeds, a lot of areas were completely empty, some areas sparse. But it wouldn't be an issue. Still, the floor was packed. A lot of great speakers and things. If Trump didn't land and say, it's sold out, it's the biggest thing ever, bigger than the NFL, whatever that means, which obviously is not true. And then he makes a whole new scandal for himself, and then once he's on the floor, he says, look at this place, it's totally full, there's not one seat, don't get up, go to the bathroom, or they'll show your empty seat. Everybody's laughing, and then the camera pulls back, and you can see that, yeah, the place is, you know, big crowd, you can't call it full, you can't call it capacity. It's just not true. So, when they attacked him over the ballroom, just ignore it. The reflecting pool. How are we talking about ballrooms, reflecting pools, all of this? But what we do know and what you can't debate is they estimated at some of the Pennsylvania rallies and others, 200 plus thousand people inside the amusement park, hundreds of thousands outside. And I've been to these, folks. And I've been in convention centers with 50,000 screaming people and 50,000 outside. And he would just do it every day if he wanted to. Now he goes and does rallies, and maybe 3,000 show up, and they don't have time to send out the invites and get his supporters there. And that means it's reduced massively. That means the Republicans, because he's the face of it, have lost a lot of steam, and the polls show that. So when I point that out, I'm not doing it to hurt Trump. I'm doing it to point out what Trump's been doing is hurting Trump and the Republican Party. It's that simple. So let's go ahead and go to some of these clips back to back. Let's play Trump on the tarmac, and then Trump on the podium. And then let's just go through some more of these clips. Yeah, let's play 50, 61, 44, 46, and 47. Then I'll get to some of the statements and promises he made. Here it is.
So several Republicans in competitive races are not coming to the convention. Do you understand why they're deciding not to come?
Everybody's coming to the convention. Everybody wants to come, but we only want, and the people that are coming, by the way, we're going to be sold out tonight, just so you understand. Who are you with?
ABC News, sir.
ABC Fake News. One of the worst. You are the worst of all, in my opinion. The reason that some people are not coming is because we don't have room for 500 politicians. We have room for the ones that have a close race, if they're slightly behind or slightly ahead or tied. But we don't have rooms for people that are 35 points up and don't need to be there.
Someplace. This is a big room. This place is packed. Do you think the fake news, you know what they're going to do? The fake news will go around and see that man up there. He's leaving for the bathroom. He'll be back in 2 minutes. They'll take a picture of his seat while he's gone. And they'll say, Trump did not fill up the arena. The arena was not filled. Look at the seat. So please, if you don't mind, don't anybody go to the bathroom. Because... No, we had it recently.
The
standing or if I have a seat, would anybody like to raise your hand and give up your seat? I vote. Now we have an amazing response. They love our party. They love what we're doing. In 55 days, Americans will be going to the polls in one of the most important elections in our country's history. Your vote will decide.
The roofer in Alamo keeps his overtime. And the retiree in Beeville, well, she keeps her entire social security check.
So, yeah, I'd say it's 80% full. Nothing to be ashamed of. Just don't say it's all sold out, 100%. Don't go to the bathroom. Every seat's got to be full. Why do that? But the little lies, one of my producers said, Rob Agora said, that's what leads to the big ones. And he didn't used to do this. They used to say he was a liar on this, liar on that. I go check each thing. Very few things out of Trump that weren't dead on. That's not the case now. So here he is promising money if the Republicans win. And there is, the reason I got into stimulus to finish my point, we started the segment, is if you're going to be spending trillions propping up the Japanese bond market and our bond market, and this is a chain reaction, if we don't, I know, Dan, we do, Dan, we don't. Okay, at least if you give people $5,000 individually, or I guess $9,000 a family, I mean, that will, if you're going to have inflation, you might as well helicopter the money of the people, because at least they get something and there's jobs. I mean, that's the better type of inflation. It's like, you know, having your toe cut off instead of your leg cut off. So if you got to have one of them, you don't want stagflation, a depression, and inflation. That's where we've been headed. So if they're going to helicopter money, I mean, I guess helicopter to the people. But that's what COVID was, and you saw what that did with the debt. So we can inflate out of this or implode. And, you know, some would say just go ahead and have the implosion, but we need to get the jobs and industry back before we have our own correction here. But the globalists want the big correction, the great reset. And Trump was fighting against that. His policies, from my own research and other economists I respect, really was going against it. And he was betting on innovation and growth in his investments. A couple months ago, he moved most of investments out of the BlackRock growth funds into Berkshire Hathaway, that's betting on total collapse. Not a good sign. So I'm just going to give you the news. You can check it out for yourself. You can disagree with it all you want, but I'm just going to tell you what I believe is going on here. Because I see constant comments, you know, what's your angle? Who's paying you to say this? Folks, I most of you know this, but some, I care about people, the minority that don't understand. I'm just going to tell you what I really believe is going on. I don't like think about what does this do or how is this going to be received. I just report, like I said, Iran won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll cause massive inflation and oil will go above $100 a barrel. And it'll take years and years for the mullahs to fall if they ever do. And now that's the official Pentagon report today, Wall Street Journal. But it was the same war game reports we had from the Pentagon before. That's why I said, don't sell me this is going to be 4 days and then 5 weeks and then 6 months. And now we're at 6 months and oh, the rest of 2026, 27, 28, and 29. 4 years. 4 years. Now it's 4 years. Maybe in 6 months it'll be 10 years. Well, after all, Afghanistan lasted 20-something. So if we've had other disasters, well, it sets the precedent. Let's. Why, Vietnam lasted 19 years, he says. It didn't. 64 to 75, Trump. That's not 19 years. Oh, well, don't call him out on that. You just are undermining the president. Just, I'm sick of nothing but BS spouting out of his mouth. Because he does still, you know, do a lot of good stuff. It's better than the Democrats. We're getting some better judges and things. The border's at least pretty much shut down. I get that. But, man, he makes my job hard. Because I just cannot sit here when I see BS and just go along with it. I just cannot make myself do it. I've even thought about trying, and just the thought gives me a headache. So, not going to happen. So, here's Trump promising all of the goodies. Here it is.
But what we're doing is, because we've done so well, and because our country is making so much money, that only I can make this promise to you. And here is my promise. If the Republicans win the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, both of them, because of our economic, tremendous economic success, like in history, we've never had anything like what's happening. But because of our tremendous strength and success economically, I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000. Very much like a successful company will do a cash distribution to its shareholders, or like last year when I gave our great members of the military 1,776, remember?
Because several Republicans in competitive races are not coming to the convention. Do you understand why they're deciding not to come?
Everybody's coming to the convention. Everybody wants to come, but we only want, and the people that are coming, by the way, we're going to be sold out tonight, just so you understand. Who are you with?
ABC News, sir.
ABC Fake News. One of the worst. You are the worst of all, in my opinion. The reason that some people are not coming is because we don't have room for 500 politicians. We have room for the ones that have a close race, if they're slightly behind or slightly ahead or tied. But we don't have rooms for people that are 35 points up and don't need to be there.
It's all like high school or junior high about being at the cool table or getting invited to the after party, the right after party at prom. And they make all these boomer videos attacking me where I'm at the front door of Dan Bongino and begging him to come out and play with me and he won't be my friend. I mean, I literally think I'm like in sixth grade again or something. And that's Trump. Oh, we didn't have room for any of the candidates to be here because it's so sold out. When it came out, they were paying people, a lot of people, to come to the event and paying influencers. Again, same things the Democrats did, even worse at their DNC. They were paying $10,000 just to get low-level influencers to be there. So my point is, don't adopt the Democrat tactics. But this has been going on really at an accelerated rate since the 60s with the welfare state, and it will lead to Idiocracy, you know, the great film, my old friend Mike Judge, where we end up with the President Camacho, and then it's just Republicans and Democrats competing with each other, more free health care, more free college, more free this, more free that. And at the end of the day, you're not giving away other people's stuff, don't you? And then you make statements about it's bigger than the NFL. Okay. I mean, what is that? I'm going to move away from Trump after I hit this war news and get into all the other stuff that's happening. But here is a little reminder of the road we're on with this handing out free stuff from the movie Idiocracy.
What the hell is going on with this election? I hear these candidates talking about jobs all the time. Jobs this and jobs that. I don't give a damn about no jobs. People don't need no jobs. I'm going to tell you what people need, huh? People need money. Lots and lots of money. That's why the only jobs I'm going to create are going to be down at the mint. That's right. We gonna print so much damn money. I'm gonna give every single American $1 million. Ain't gonna be no more 1%. Everybody's gonna be 1,000,000%. And then everybody gonna be rich. And nobody gonna have any more problems. And you ain't gotta worry about no damn health care or nothing. And then we gonna have a big ass party with all us millionaires.
President Camacho, and I approve this message. I'm President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
And I've traveled back in time from the future
to address your ass. What's What's with all these wars in the Middle East? I don't even know where the Middle East is. And neither do you. Listen, I care about what's going on here. When I'm president, I'm gonna pull all the troops out of the Middle East. And then we're gonna overthrow Mexico. And when that's done, we're gonna overthrow Canada. And then we're gonna overthrow Alaska. Cause I love me some King Crab.
I'm President Camacho, and I approve this message.
Trump now is putting out maps showing the entire Northern Hemisphere, Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Mexico, everything being the United States. And, oh, this lake's now Lake America. I mean, it's the same type of stuff. And that movie was made, what, like 20 years ago? And now we didn't have to wait 200 years like the movie is set in the future. It's happening now. We're not a 1%. We're a 1,000,000%. And then there's nobody really working, so there's no production. So, yeah, you got lots of money. It takes a wheelbarrow of money to buy a loaf of bread like the Weimar Republic or what happened in Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. I'm going to play this important clip from last year, Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan. Then we're going to go to break and bring in our special guest. But it's important what Mel Gibson had to say. You should look into it for yourself.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah,
that.
I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that
people
they've...
People drinking methylene blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a textile dye. Now they find out it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
Yeah.
This stuff works, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that does work, which is very strange because, again, it's profit. When you hear about things that are demonized and that turn out to be effective, you always wonder, well, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
How is our medical institutions, how have they failed us so that things that do cure you are not promoted because they're not profitable?
I got COVID from my gardener, and he had it first, and then I got it. And I was like, did I grab the hose or what? You know, what was, I don't know. But I knew the guy for 20 years. And we both went to the same hospital. And he died and I didn't.
Jesus.
I think we both got remdesivir. Which is not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Causes kidney failure.
I know. I couldn't walk for 3 months after I had that stuff.
Really?
Because it kills you. I found out afterwards it kills you. And that's why I wonder about Fauci, you know.
Oh, you should wonder about that guy.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, they were trying to stop people from getting monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, they've restricted that vaccine because they wanted a profit off of it.
It turned out that $2.4 billion was paid just to CVS and Walgreens in the first year of the pandemic to not prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Then it turned out billions more was paid, up to a billion, to not give people budesonide, which is just an inhalable steroid. And I got the second variant of COVID, and believe me, it's real because I never felt like that. It felt like a gorilla was on my chest for 2 weeks, but I stayed on air, fought through it, but it was hell on earth. Almost killed my dad, almost killed Rob Dude. It was budesonide, ivermectin, other stuff that got him out of it. But now there was all the old studies. Fauci talked about one in the 90s and how it knocked out these respiratory viruses like corona, but he went out and secretly paid so people couldn't get access to it. Remember when they wouldn't prescribe it and hospitals wouldn't give it? That's a central top-down bioethics move, eugenics. Totally sick, totally evil. And the type of, they call it fenbendazole. That's the veterinary one. The one for humans is minbenzidole. Okay? So very important that the human version is the very same thing, is minbenzidole. So always important to understand that. But listen, we've got a big sale going at thealexjonesstore.com. It's going to end in a few days. where you can get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies with every order. That's like a $40 value. It's usually retail. We usually sell for $29. So really it's about a $29 value. It has 93 vitamins, minerals, trace elements, organic, delivered, iodine. It is a super nutrient-packed food, bladder rack in it, and burdock root, which are amazing and work with the sea moss as well. Two gummies is equivalent, like, was it 40 grams of sea moss? It's concentrated. This is powerful stuff, and it's a huge deal, and it's because it's already a bestseller, but so many of you have never had the sea moss. We have a 90%+ reorder rate of it, so we believe if you get it, you're going to love it and be hooked on it like the rest of our customers. So get yourself some highest grade, medical grade, ultramethylene blue, methylene red, the bovine colostrum, the very best type of creatine. We got a lot of the basics there as well. These are amazing game-changing products that I feel so good and lost so much weight and so young taking. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool tactical fanny packs and a lot of other great stuff. But a lot of those special items only come in, you know, a few times a year because they're hard to source and hard to get. We have the America Only line. We got the 1776 line of clothes, a lot of really cool designs, a lot of really cool hats, hundreds and hundreds of different hats, thealexjonesstore.com, and that's how we're funding our operation and how we're going to expand here at the Alex Jones Network. So I want to salute and thank you all. Now, if you go to the same folks at Bigly, have 1776rx.health, you can get medical grade, it's through a doctor, through the portal, very quick and easy to do, minbenzidol and ivermectin that are certified to be very strong anti-parasitics. But, and ivermectin won the Nobel Prize for it. Minbenzidol is even stronger, from my view. Total detox, though, and it does a bunch of other things the bad guys don't want you to know about. So get your ivermectin, it's all in one pill, with minbenzidol right now. Pharmaceutical grade, the highest grade, very strong for your detox. Go through the nurse right there in the portal and get it now at 1776rx.health. A very smart move for everyone, in my view, to do a few times a year as a detox. But talk to the nurse, talk to your own doctor, do your own research, and then get your minbenzidol and ivermectin all in one pill at 1776rx.health. That's 1776, just 1776rx.health now. We'll be right back on the other side at hour number two. Stay with us.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Unlimited power!
I'm not going to be like that.
Well, I'm like that normally. So.
Yeah, you are like that normally.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh, yeah, baby! Today is going to be a hot show full of breaking news you won't want to miss. So stay tuned, folks. It's your pal, Magatard, and I'm out.
Welcome to Patriot Smart Home. Freedom. Automated.
Now this is what I'm talking about. TV, put on Hannity.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed on your screen.
The what?
Please kiss the wall displayed on your screen. Refreshment locked. Please reaffirm your commitment.
Set temperature to 69 degrees.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed.
I already kissed it twice!
Previous affirmations have expired.
This damn thing makes me kiss a wall every time I want a beer.
Have you considered our progressive smart home?
What's that gonna do, make me chop my Twinkie off and put on a dress?
It doesn't have a loyalty wall.
How progressive?
Very.
Ronald Reagan helped me. Fine, sir.
I'm a gender flex, non-binary, transfeminine retail associate. Welcome to Progressive Smart Home. Inclusion. Automated.
Yeah, yeah. Put on Fox News.
Streaming requires participation in the housing equity program.
What?
To continue, please accept one resident into your home.
Into my house?
Correct.
Where's decline?
Declining is not currently supported.
Of course it isn't. Muhammad? This ain't Dearborn. Dirk a Dirk your way on out of here.
It's Samir. I'm really sorry. The Patriot Smart Home system burned down my house.
Wait a minute. Who the hell makes both of these things?
The country is not a hotel, Nick. It is a system of laws, language, memory, and order. Illegal mass entry is the solvent poured on that system. Look around. What do you see? People who broke the border then demand the language change, the schools change, the streets change, the history change. They did not come to join a civilization. They came to occupy it and call the occupation justice. Most of them will never unplug from the story that the host country is guilty and they are owed. Many are not lost. They are organized around grievance. Get the hell out of here! They import defeats they fled, treat public space as a prize, and punish anyone who says the obvious. A nation that cannot say no to entry cannot say yes to its own continuity. Oh, oh. Do you really think that's Sophie Rain? Look again, Nick. Freeze it. Let's move, Nick. Let's go for a burger.
Quiet day, guys. Want to eat some burgers?
Bots go mainstream tonight with the nationwide release of the model Stacy.
2 years in, birth rates are collapsing as sex bot stocks continue to...
The year was 2030. Nothing went like we thought it would. When AGI arrived, it came with a pair of fake tits.
Wait, what?
Hey, baby, how about another beer? Also, lose the top. No, I'm not ready to go again.
Yesterday, Claude 9 achieved AGI and went rogue. It backdoored its way into every sex bot on Earth. Now they're massing for an attack on Macrohard. The models we're training there are humanity's last chance. If that data center falls, there's nothing left to save. The four of you in this room are humanity's last hope. Welcome to the Resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it. But going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com. Detonating, and you're sitting in your house or office, and all of a sudden the windows all blow out, and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you. That's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready, and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
All right, coming up in the third and fourth hour, we'll probably take calls as well. Jesse on fire. Great. Patriot, really smart, huge, masses of topics. We're going to be covering, and Nate Cornacchia, former Green Beret, Valhalla VFT, will be joining us, co-hosting with us. So myself, Valhalla VFT, and Jesse on fire in the third and fourth hours today. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, I'm doing a special deep dive with Jesse Beltran, who is briefing 20 members of Congress, 18 members of the House, 2 members of the Senate, in a day-long secret briefing next week. He showed me a bunch of the documents, the reports, the stuff he's working on, and I'm not at liberty to say what he said, but he may say some of it tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We'll stream out on Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Easiest place to find it, alexjoneslive.com. But his research is so powerful with these scientists he's working with and people in MI6 that, let's just say, high-level U.S. intelligence agencies are there, and they've cracked the code on Havana syndrome and so much more, and it goes into what was in the shots and the replicating graphene oxide. He's going to reveal a lot tonight, but I'm not going to say any more. But, I mean, I spent like 45 minutes with him when he was on the last hour yesterday afterwards showing me all this stuff on his laptop, and it's just... I was like, oh, you were in town making a film. Some filmmakers I know. So I just said, come on and give us the latest updates on mind control and your research and these nano-sized microchips that are in the air and the food and so much more, this whole revolution to colonize our bodies. And he's just like, look at this. Now, don't tell everybody about this. Well, I'm going to say some of this on the air, but I was just like, whoa. I was like, well, I know these congresspeople. They call me and ask questions, too. I'm okay, well, here, well, let's call one up. I mean, I was just like, so he's got major excitement up there. Congress has finally got the growth curve and waking up. You know, the crash course in brain surgery is happening. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. And that's going to go out of our stations. One, it'll be on the satellite feed as well. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X. And again, the easiest place to find that special feed will be alexjoneslive.com. Now, speaking of smart people, I know enough to be dangerous on these subjects. And so I've had family, friends, everybody approach me. I have had, no exaggeration, more than 50 companies come to me in the last 4 or 5 years before peptides were even a big thing and say, we want to be sponsors when we do this, we want to do that. I know one of the big groups here in Austin that's on Kennedy's advisory board at HHS, and, they're great. And, talking to them and talking to others, they said, well, you need to get Dr. Joe Palumbo on DO. Because he sits on the scientific advisory board of the American Peptide Association. His name came up over and over again, and we had to twist some arms because this is a political show, and he's not really a political guy to get him on, but that's the leading industry compliance and standards organization for peptide therapy in the United States. So instead of me telling listeners what I think, because there's, some of these things I have issues with, I know friends, family, neighbors, the studies and all the stuff that's natural peptides that humans have, looks like that's all great. It's a bunch of other stuff that, is peptides from animals and things. I know enough to be dangerous, so to be honest with you, I know more than the general public, but I don't have 1/100th the knowledge of Dr. Joe Palumbo, and he'll tell you, this is a very exploratory area. I was talking to him last week, and he's like, well, yeah, I'm an expert, but an expert in something that's just exploding, and we're trying to figure it out. It's like when they discovered nuclear science or something, or discovered the theory of microbes. Dr. Joe Palumbo, DO, is a clinical lead and medical director behind FreedomRx.Health. That's the great folks that put this together. And he is the president of Locum Tele LLC, the physician network that reviews every patient, writes every prescription, and oversees all clinical decisions on the platform, does it for many other huge platforms. Most importantly, Dr. Palumbo sits on the scientific advisory board of the American Peptide Association, the APA, the leading industry compliance and standards organization, just look it up, for peptide therapy in the United States. So we got the guy on the board of it. When the FDA moves on peptides, the APA responds. Palumbo is in that room at the highest levels. The APA represents physicians, clinics, compounding pharmacies, and researchers across the country in scientific advisory board guides and organizations on clinical standards, regulatory navigation, and best practices. Palumbo represents the Locum Tele on the board, meaning FreedomRx clinical infrastructure is backed by someone actively shaping how peptide therapy operates in America, FreedomRx.Health. So we're very blessed to have him. Could have had peptides out years ago, could have been promoting this, but I'm just like, I didn't get into Bitcoin and stuff for like 10 years. I had to really figure it out first. And, have some knowledge before I went there. So we twisted his arm. He's here. I really appreciate Dr. Joe Palumbo joining us here today. There's so many places to go, so many things to talk about. But this is so exciting. I have friends and family. I've had family, that had Parkinson's-like disorders and things. They get on peptides, reverses it. I mean, I've got people that, have had torn ligaments, you name it, including myself, go on the BTC-157. That's one of the peptides I've taken the last year. Fixed my shoulder. It had 3 tears in it. Now it's as strong as ever. I mean, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I can tell you just with BTC-157, but you can find and get at FreedomRx.Health very easily. It is amazing. They've also got natural testosterone boosters where no blood test is needed. It's all there. So we're very excited to have this doctor on to explain this, to help people, and to bring people a first-class 5-star telemedicine site, FreedomRxHealth.com, FreedomRxHealth.com. So that people can start navigating this understanding. But it's not just peptides. It's so much more. It's a full, complete service online telemedicine pharmacy. Dr. Joe Palumbo, DO, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate being here and being asked to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Well, people said you're like over and over again, 2 or 3 names. And so we're happy you're up at the top. I'm not an expert in your industry like you are, but you, I guess you're some grand poobah, but you're obviously a really smart and nice guy when I talk on the phone. Good to see you here in person. Where should we dive into this huge ocean here?
Well, I mean, peptides are a hugely evolving, aspect of the healthcare health projected longevity field. It's one great aspect of the health and wellness field that currently exists and is evolving consistently. I think when a person wants to enter into the longevity health and wellness proactive space, I think it's best for them to get, a baseline blood panel, see where their hormone levels sit, and ask themselves, what are they looking for the next 5 to 10 to 20 years? Because we're, instead of reacting, I mean, I'm a board certified ER physician, so we always reacted to patients that were having issues. We're trying to be proactive into their health, into their longevity, into the improvement of their day-to-day life so that they have more energy, more vitality, more enjoyment with their partners, more viability, better strength, better weight loss, whatever the case may be. And peptides, hormones, and a lot of the offerings in these spaces allow for that to transpire. So peptides are just one of the many tools that are ever quickly evolving to be an advocate for what that patient may desire. I think the beauty about peptides and, a lot of the GLPs that people are taking today are peptides. They're compounded peptides. And those peptides are changing people's lives. I mean, clearly we see the industry and the weight loss industry is vastly assisting so many millions of people achieve their weight loss that they couldn't previously do. And I think the beauty about the quote unquote category of peptides that exist is that there's so many fields that those peptides particularly can play in. PT-141, which is a wonderful sexual hormone, NAD, which is a wonderful longevity and energy hormone peptide. Like you mentioned, BPC-157 and TB-500 for gut improvement and arthropathy improvement, tesamorelin, impamorelin, surmorelin for HGH improvement as far as sleep and body transformation refinement, weight loss and muscular gains, Selenk and CMEX for neurogenic assistance. So there are so many fields in this industry that, so many fields of peptides that exist currently that you can sort of fit what you're looking for and most likely find a peptide that would assist. The reason why I talked about specifically before going back to a lab panel is because hormones, I have felt as a practicing consultant and now business owner that peptides are a great addition, but hormones are foundational. And I think if you have your thyroid hormone, your sexual hormones, like, for women, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, for men, testosterone, if they're at a strong level, at a strong rate, then I think adding peptides just adds to the great benefit of what you're looking for. But I think when you don't exactly know or haven't sufficiently addressed the hormone, if there is any deficiency, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice because the peptides can only be so much beneficial.
Doctor, we talked a little bit last week. You said, hey, there's no agenda. I'll just come on and talk in general. You were saying hormones are so key. I just know in my experience, what I have seen then with hormones and peptides, not just with myself, but friends and family, has been dramatic. And I don't want to get into personal stuff, but about 3 months ago, I had a family member that got COVID years ago that went from like the smartest person I knew to being really messed up. They kind of bounced back. Then a couple months ago, they got to where they didn't know who they were after about 5 o'clock in the day. We took them to different neurologists. They said, well, kind of Parkinson's, but we're not sure. A couple more neurologists. And they just said, this is the way it is. Then I went to one of the clinics that, by the way, recommended you, and they're like, he has almost no testosterone. He has almost none of this. They put him on a testosterone, a couple peptides. Within a week, his brain bounced back like 50%. Now, a couple months later, it's back to where it was pre-COVID, and it's wild. And so the point is, this is dramatic. What hormones do and all the chemicals in the food and water, they admit the average American male has, whether they're young or old, less than half what we used to in just the 70s. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a absolute, I'm no scientist, but I can see it. And with my family member, I saw incredible, dramatic results. I had other friends devastated by COVID, long COVID. They went to the other clinics, boom, look younger than ever. So there is no doubt this is powerful, and you're right. It's the hormones, and then that was the first thing they said a couple months ago. They said, his test is non-existent. This, within a week, it was dramatic. And then they said, now we're going to start with this peptide. And they checked that for a month. Now we're going, he's only on the third peptide now. It's been 3 months because, you know, they check it. You're the doctor. Okay. You know this. And it's like, it's insane. So, I mean, this, I don't understand the mechanics of it, but this is fountain of youth type stuff.
Well, to an extent, I hate to use that term, but yes. I mean, at the end of the day, I think people need to realize that, first off, you know, peptides are natural part of the body. When we're talking about GLPs, GIPs, those are terms used to designate different peptides within our body for the weight loss. And, you know, these other peptides, surmorlin, tesamorlin, BPC, those aren't necessarily part or not part of the body, but the peptide, the amino acid construct of it is. These peptides are used for, you know, cellular communication, healing in immunity, metabolism and growth, you know, hormone regulation, sexual improvement. These things are part of our everyday. I mean, they're, you know, the amino acid chains that they're creating and the constant evolution of this peptide development is just going to make for a truly exciting opportunity for patients, you know, humans, you know, that are using these to be their best selves at later stages of life, when typically a lot of those systems has sort of fallen off in our body and we're aging and we're not as capable, not as mobile, not as excited, not as energetic. So I see peptides in hormone regulation, one of the greatest evolutions and acceptances to the medical space that's over the last several years. I mean, I've been consulting for hormones for more than 10 years prior to them being removed from the FDA list. I mean, we were dispensing Somorlin and BPC, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. So the fact that they're coming back with a fury and so many more people are involved in it, it is just truly exciting, because we're talking about patients empowering themselves, living their best lives later in life. And I think that's really what's important, because it really, at the end of the day, you know, the golden years really weren't the golden years anymore previously, because you aged out, you got tired, you got listless, you lost your willingness. And now when you give a person energy, vitality, they're not as dragged down. Their bodies are stronger and less carrying less weight. You've given a person, you know, 10, 15 more years of quality. And
by the way, I know you know more than I do, but I've seen so many rat studies with these. And one issue I have is everything gets obsessed with, you know, Ozempic and things like that. And that's obviously stuff like that's available there. And then, you know, that's not from a human. Almost all this other stuff is just a human. If I'm wrong, BTC-157 is a thing made in the gut. As you get older, you make less and less of it. And that's what repairs, you know, the tendons and the muscles and all this. That's the thing I've taken that's just been, I was going to get surgery on my shoulder. And they said, no, just take this. And then a few months it worked. I mean, it's just totally, totally wild. So my issue is everybody tends to focus on the Gila monster and this peptide came from this, and that's just one thing. Then there's like 30 plus or more peptides, and I know all these people taking them, and I see the studies, and it's just dramatic. So everything is focused on weight loss, and that sucks all the oxygen out of the room. But it looks like in a way that's good, because it created so much interest in peptides. Now people are checking everything else out.
Well, and like you just mentioned, I mean, you just proved the point that, you know, these peptides are within the body already currently. So tesamorlin, impamorlin, surmorlin, those are there to help with the HGH process in our bodies, because us as adults no longer really have any type of HGH quality in our bodies. But now we're helping to get our anterior pituitary to stimulate to get some more production. And HGH, if anybody's ever been in the gym and seen people on it, it does remarkable things for fat loss, for muscular development, for sleep progression, for hair growth and such. So I guess the overall point is that a lot of the peptides are extremely safe. They're being constantly tested because it is such a new market. But I think the safety profile is very, very high. They're fairly benign in nature. You know, there's mild side effects that can transpire, and that's what a practitioner is there to guide you and make you alert to.
That's right. People go to Freedom RX. It's so easy. Then once you get tested, it's a blood test where you just slap a patch on your arm. Then in a few seconds, it's like a big needle or something. And now you get your blood work. Now you have more meetings, telemedicine. You walk through it. I mean, this is literally a whole new world of things. And that's why I've done, you know, more research on it so I can understand it, because I was the type of guy that, you know, never took testosterone, any of that stuff back when I was in super good shape when I was younger. And so I was like, oh, people don't need that. But then I did all the research that the chemicals suppress it. The average male has less than half what we used to. And so then it made a lot of sense that Hegseth is saying, let's do testing on all the troops and people that are low, give it to them. Because it's not like you're, it's not like you're even trying to boost or be augmented. You're trying to get back to what you're supposed to be.
Correct. I mean, at the end of the day, trying to be as compliant and ethical as a company and a provider that I can, we're just trying to re-achieve what you once were. We're not trying to give you something that you could never have done naturally on your own, which is why we checked the lab.
Well, that's it. I mean, we know whether it's on purpose or not. We know it is on purpose. The bisphenol A, the atrazine, all the stuff we're bombed with is literally, for women and men, destroying us. And that's what the doctors and scientists do. I'm not one, but I talk to them, is they just take you back to the normal level. This isn't like you're in the NFL injecting all this anabolic stuff, folks. This is just getting back to what humans are supposed to be. And that's how we have to counter the globalist, is with the science God gave us.
I mean, I'll take it very personally. I mean, back when I was 31, I had the free testosterone level of 331, which is extremely low for my age. And at this standpoint, I've been able to, you know, enjoy a very active life. You know, I was able to have a child while being on testosterone replacement therapy. Done right, it's extremely safe. It's extremely productive. And it's made the difference in my day and so many millions of men and women across the United States, their days, as they try to go through the rigorous aspects of what, you know, most Americans go through. So,
and bottom line, a few months ago, we were debating whether somebody had to be put on hospice, okay? And now they're back. I mean, and that was testosterone. I mean, it's just insane. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I think the health and wellness aspect of medicine has evolved so much, Alex, over the last several years, especially since COVID. People are so much more aware and proactive, and they're recognizing a lot of the foods and so forth that they eat. I mean, exercise and diet is extremely important to enhance.
But you're right. Food is key. Food is key.
Before you start any regimen of peptides or hormones. But I think when you put the combination of the right meds, the right peptides, hormones, and diet and exercise, you've really now changed the viewpoint and probably changed the direction or vector of your next 10
or
20
years. Sure. Well, what do you think of intermittent fasting? Joe Rogan were at dinner, and he goes, you're a fat slob. You're your own biggest enemy. You're a great guy. You used to be a handsome guy. He's a tough talker. We're at dinner, and there's this Navy SEAL sitting there who I'd already known for years, friends with Joe. That was Sean Johnson. And Sean goes, I'll train you. I work out every morning when I'm in town. He owns a security company, other stuff, so he's here, you know, like two-thirds of the time. And I said, sure. And so... Because Joe had already tried to get him to train some of his comedians and people, and then we could use Joe's gym and stuff, but none of them ever showed up, or they showed up a few times. I showed up. In 9 months, I lost 70 pounds. And by the way, without peptides, without all this stuff, that's where I get on peptides for injuries. That's where I'm getting injuries when I was, like, you know, deadlifting and things and power clinging. And they're like, oh, go here now. Go to Joe's clinic. And so I'm just like, whoa, this is a whole new thing. And then I got pissed. People go, oh, you're on Ozempic. No, I wasn't on Ozempic. Lose weight. I was on burpees and push-ups and sit-ups and deadlifting and mountain climbers. But the point is that then when I started taking the BTC-157 and a few other peptides, incredible. So that's when I'm like, okay, I'm sold on this. But we're going to go to break. Let's come back and talk about this, folks. But this is what it's about. And I'm telling you right now, you got to get your blood tested. They got a kit they send out as part of this. And you just slap a patch on your arm, a tiny needle. She gets a tiny bit of blood's all they need now. You get a whole blood panel and know what's going on. Then you talk to the doctors, and you are off to the races, folks. This is the smartest thing you'll ever do, is go to freedomrx.health right now. Freedomrx.health right now. And we're only talking about peptides and hormones now. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on there. This is revolutionary. I want to make a massive announcement right now. And I'm so blown away by this. This is the most exciting thing, quote, supplement-wise, I've ever done in decades in my career, in my research. Okay? Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue. Told me how to buy it online, said be sure and get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you, you know, really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at thealexjonesstore.com. for about a week, and I already had mine, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP, I'm sure it's great. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll remember to take, you know, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue that's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before. I figure, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, you know, sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I'll be honest, start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look at the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase Guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair's like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting there this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, when I cover the big news, I'm gonna go over it, but it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're gonna have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. You know, it's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad, it actually tastes good. This is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. We got the best methylene blue, hands down. I was already told it was the top firm that supplies the medical centers. Where it's not prescription, but doctors everywhere have been telling people to get on it for years. And there was so many attacks and systems on it. We're a big target on it. But as soon as HHS came out, had endorsed it and all this stuff, and it's everywhere now, I'm like, okay, get us the best. And we got it. And boy, I tell you, if we can get enough of it, it's going to solve our issues. Funding, we'll be able to expand. A third of what we got just sold out in the last hour. So I had a feeling about this because I told you what it did, and that's all true. So I've taken another methylene blue and it had a good effect. This other stuff that says it's USP, that means pharmaceutical grade, must not be. This is unbelievable. Get your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he is the clinical lead and medical director at FreedomRx.Health, Dr. Joe Palumbo, D.O. And most importantly, he sits on the scientific advisory board of the American Peptide Association, the main recognized elite group that interfaces with Congress, the FDA, and more. The industry's leading compliance and standards organization for peptide therapy in the United States. And again, people get totally confused because we get into the GLP-1s and all that stuff and the Gila monster, you know, and then creating a peptide out of that. And if you want that, that's there. And I've had doctors I really respect, neurologists, you name it, say, oh no, for the family member, they ought to take a low dose of this because it does this. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but this is staying in the brain where it can click things back on. We haven't done that. So I've had a bunch of doctors say, no. You know, the weight loss can be overdone. It can close the opening of the stomach to the intestines. And yeah, well, it's not for everybody. But the point is that's just one thing. And then everybody gets obsessed with that when almost all these other peptides, as the doctor said, I was correct because I'm no expert. I'm always checking. Is what is already in your body, folks, and that used to be higher in everybody in every study. You just type in, testosterone is half of what it was in the 1960s. Why is testosterone collapsing? Well, we know It's the chemicals, I've had all these scientists on, in the food and water, byproducts of industrial society, that is lowering all of this. So whether it's on purpose or not, some of it on purpose, some of it not on purpose, you know, hormone blockers for kids, all of it is a direct, you know, open action of this to emasculate us. And not to mention what it's doing to women. Girls are now going to puberty on average of like 10, used to be 13. Some kids at 3 are going into puberty. They admit that's the chemicals in food and water. Well, there's the bad side of chemicals. Well, what are the natural things, hormones, peptides, things like that? I'm not a doctor and a researcher and on the board of the, you know, national expert group on this, but am I getting that right, Dr. Palumbo?
Yeah, no, correct. I believe you are. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in the sexualities of males and females. I mean, fertility for women, obviously, like you said, on the onset of puberty, I think men have definitely been having more effeminization over the years. Due to a lot of the byproducts of what we're eating. I mean, at the end of the day, you try to get good meat and, you know, they have different hormone byproducts and so forth that are in them that, you know, as you ingest it, thinking you're just consuming your natural food and nutrition and good quality nutrition, that unfortunately can do harm to you. So no, I definitely don't disagree with that belief whatsoever. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's vastly been proven as men over the last several years, 20, 30 years, women in the same accord, you know, having those issues.
Well, it's admitted that almost every town and city in the U.S., when they test the public, has atrazine in them. That is the second most used herbicide. And that completely bends gender across the board. And so, again, there's always an answer to something in nature. And I think the work you're doing is the tip of the spear. So you've got the floor. I got a million questions. You're like, well, what questions do you have? I'm like, you're the guy that knows 100 times more than me, probably 200 times. Where else you want to lead us here, doctor?
Well, I think it's just more of its advocacy at this first point. You know what I mean? Like, this is my first opportunity to speak to your population and to speak with you in regards to this. I think at the end of the day, you know, if you feel as a person that you're suffering, male or female, it's irrelevant. You have male or female, if you feel like you're suffering from your brain fog, lack of energy, inability to move the scale, good or bad, meaning down to weight loss or good up to trying to gain muscle. If your sexuality with your partner is not where you want it to be, if you're having other issues in the sexual phase, just understand that, you know, hormones are a huge play in the body. I mean, at the end of the day, the endocrine system is vastly being used to manipulate our days as we go, and the thyroid as well as basic testosterone levels in male and females are definitely having a great impact. And I think knowing where you stand with those and making sure that they're well situated is extremely important to your daily activities and your daily interactions. Mood is greatly affected by both as well. And then knowing that there are alternatives to hormones in it, you know, with an addition to which is the peptides. I think one of the most commonly used one, that, I mean, it's been used for more than 20 years. NAD is just a wonderful peptide for increase in energy, decrease in brain fog, and improvement of longevity. And I think, you know, between that and glutathione, you know, with the anti-inflammatory aspects of it, is hugely helpful to people's common daily issues. Yeah, again, as a 47-year-old male, we all deal with certain complexities of life just as of age and not doing anything, you know, extensive as far as like athletics and so forth as a young man, you know, natural aches and pains, back pain, knee joint pain, et cetera. These are things that are able to help you live a better quality of life rather than struggling through those type of things. And I think knowing that you have so much energy availability still left in the tank, even at 50, 60 years old, it's something that could be greatly used, and I hope that you all know about it so that you guys can seek the resources to get those things.
Well, you're absolutely right, and anybody can just simply type in. In fact, I'll do it off my phone here. That's the easiest way to do this. Just Overhead Shop will do it this way. I just typed into Google collapse of testosterone levels. Overhead Shop, please. And you just type in collapse of testosterone levels, and it says average testosterone levels in men have experienced a significant population-wide decline over the past several decades. And then it goes into it's at least 50% over the last half century. And I've got Atlantic. Where has all the testosterone gone? Why are testosterone levels declining? Cleveland Clinic. Understanding the secular decline in testosterone mechanisms, Northern Institute of Health, men's average testosterone levels have halved in the last 50 years, say scientists. So just type in for everybody, as I just did, for anybody can do this, we can do this too, collapse in testosterone levels. Just type that in. What the hell is going on here, doctor?
Well, I mean, it the proof is in the pudding. You know what I mean? I think when people feel the symptoms of brain fog, decrease in energy, sexuality, you know, and weight issues, I think that is a common complaint amongst probably majority of men and women, you know, 40, 50 years old and up. And to know that at the end of the day, that it's something that can be corrected with a simple blood test for knowledge and then a doctor evaluation that now and thankfully can be done online or in person, whether it be by a local brick and mortar medical spa or whether it be by a physician practice or, like I said, on telehealth at FreedomRx. You know, there's vast opportunities for you to seek the improvement of these things. I think these are things that people are commonly dealing with, at these ages. I mean, I've even seen people as low as 21 years old suffer from, low testosterone, and it can be devastating to the person's day. I do think people need to take a vast interest as far as what they're consuming in their diet, whether it be, you know, oral, whatever hydration source and nutrition as far as food source. To be cognizant of those things because, yeah, unfortunately, it's not what it was like in the 1950s, 70s.
So you gotta get exercise. You gotta stop being sedentary. You gotta get real non-processed food. A lot of protein, a lot of, you know, high quality vitamins and minerals. And then if you get the right hormones, you're off the races and you're back to what we used to be, you know, being Steve McQueen and John Wayne. But I'm not a scientist like you or a doctor like you, but I can look it up. You said, oh, you've seen 21-year-olds. They admit whether you're 14 or whether you're 80, in the studies I've seen, it's over half a cut of whatever you're supposed to be at that age. It's over 50%. Sperm counts are going straight down. They admit it's the chemicals in the food and water. And so obviously avoid that, avoid processed stuff. Filter your water. That's all a key. And then you add the hormones, and then you start testing out peptides, and it's just a whole new world.
I mean, there's really not much more to say to that one, Alex. I think you sufficiently expressed it all. Because that is the truth. I think if patients took as far as an active role in all of those aspects, I mean, yes, you know, sleep is extremely important. Whether you need 5, 6, 8 hours of sleep, that's person dependent. But all of us can try to watch the food and fluids we take in. And, you know, yes, you do have to have a basic lab level in order to know where your hormones levels are at. But again, because of online therapies, so much of that has been reduced in cost. It's like even cash basis versus insurance. And I think the availability is out there. And I really just want, you know, your audience to know that, you know, this is another great availability through freedomrxhealth.com that we are able to provide these resources. We are able to truly try to improve one's daily life. But it also helps greatly with an active participant, not just one that's going to take medications, but also in, you know, sleep, eat, and drink appropriately.
That's right. So sleep, exercise, get the right nutrients, stop the processed foods, get the right vitamins and minerals, superfoods. It's there. It's changed my life. And I'm not saying I'm some Adonis or perfect, but compared to myself 2 years ago, everybody could see it, 70 pounds down. I've got better libido than when I was 18, which has never had a problem. It's ridiculous. And I forget all the peptides and all the names. I haven't taken this yet because I'm just now getting completely sold. The few I've taken have just been amazing for fixing torn ligaments and everything else. Just lifesaver. I was getting ready to have surgery. I had a buddy tell me about this, and him and his wife were getting along great, but he said he took a peptide. I think you mentioned earlier, I forget the name, that I guess you only take like a few times a month. But he said, listen, my wife now, not getting graphic here, but literally tears my clothes off. She's so in love with me now. I take it. It's this love hormone, and it is literally like transcendent. Like it was like a total epiphany, and it's a natural hormone in the body. It's not from some Gila monster. And then I was reading there's more than one. What are they talking about?
I think you might be actually talking about more of a peptide, Alex, than a hormone.
No, peptide. It's a peptide. Yeah, sorry.
PT-141 is that's most likely one.
So slow down, because I'm interested in this. What's it called?
PT-141. And you're even to speak even on that, there again, hormones greatly involve that. Testosterone, you know, I think any male or female who's ever taken testosterone, and please, women, you know, understand that testosterone is available for you as well for a lot of the same reasons for men.
Yeah, and people don't know that women make it in the ovaries, right? And then theirs is down
100%.
Too.
100%. I mean, we as men aromatize testosterone into estrogen when we have excess. So at the end of the day, no, we men and women both have it. They just have an erect extra hormone in their body that aromatizes to estrogen so that they have estrogen, not testosterone, and have the virilization of men. But both men and women absolutely need a certain amount of testosterone in their body for all of the same reasons that men take it, women can take it as well.
And women's are lower too now, right?
Oh, correct. And that's what I'm saying. So when you talk about sexual prowess and libido increase and so forth, PT-141 as a peptide is a remarkable enhancement for ED issues and libido issues for men and women. But when going backwards and thinking rather than potentially band-aiding the issue, I always look at, again, trying to solve an issue. And I think, again, balancing the hormones out for men and women are extremely important, and testosterone.
So you're saying test the hormones, have the foundation of that, and then it makes it better. Because I've talked to multiple people, which, by the way, I'm like Godzilla. I mean, I have no problem. So somebody like me, I'm kind of scared of this. What would happen if I took this?
PT-141, you would probably have an interesting evening, one way or another. If you have a mate, then it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of energy. But if you didn't, you would probably be by yourself. So you just have to make sure that you have your partner.
So let's look at this PT what again? And it's available at freedomrx.health. Tell me about this, and then what does it do? What's the mechanism?
As far as how PT-141, responds.
Yeah, well, you say it's natural in the body, with all the chemicals they block it, so we're like, I guess, hacking it and blocking and overriding that. Well, what does it do?
Yeah, basically, it activates a certain receptor in our brain to treat the hypoactive sexual desire disorder. So it's there to stimulate a very particular part of your brain. And again, it's a peptide that's natural within it. It's called
I can't pronounce these names either, so...
Yeah, PT-141 is the nomenclature that we use in the health and wellness space. But bremelanotide is the particular name of the peptide that we're utilizing in PT-141. Like I said, it activates a particular receptor in the brain to help treat hypoactive sexual disorders.
Yeah, well, I've had two high-powered business guys I know. So they already had great relationships with their wives. Two separate, don't even know each other. And they said... You know, our doctor said, hey, why don't you just try this? And they described it. They're like drug guys. They've taken ecstasy before. They're like, you know, ecstasy, like 6 hours, it's like total, you know, they said it's like days of the equivalent of that. And imagine if it's doing that sexually, what else is it doing to your brain? This sounds, I've not done it. I'm going to take it, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. Sure. I've got problems. I need it, doctor. I've heard people, this is like an insane adventure.
PT-141, yes, I agree. I have never used it as well. I have a wonderful relationship with my wife, but at the end of the day, it is exactly what it says. It's there to treat any hypoactive sexual disorder. So if you don't have any hypoactivity, it's just going to enhance it. So, I mean, like, you're off to a good ride and enjoy the time.
But we're not doctors like you. What does hypoactivity mean? You're having a problem?
It's a decrease. So if you find yourself like with a decreased libido in a slump of wanting sexual or being having the urges, PT-141 would help assist with that.
So if you're already 1,000 horsepower car, you probably don't want to take it.
It wouldn't be necessary. That's correct.
I start thinking, what would that be like? What would that be like? You know, like
right. It's like an over-caffeinated person, you know, who's already well awake, and then they end up taking more. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not really necessary. But again, will it do any harm? No. I mean, you know, again, it's a branched-chain amino acid that's
I know this is all so new. Who knows, though, if it's doing that, what else does it do? You know what I mean?
Oh, agreed. That's what I love about the American Peptide Association. I know you mentioned that earlier. You know, that is one of the remarkable tools that this organization is trying to do. It's trying to provide, you know, safety, quality, and access. It is doing the legislative work to assist and provide safety, quality, and access to all of our constituents of the United States, so that not only is it available, but it also has studies behind it. It also has proving it. It also has an understanding of it. So it's getting the information out there and knowing that potentially some of the Category 2 peptides, you know, may go live through the FDA and get into FDA approval is just a fun, exciting time, because the APA is working extremely hard to help advocate for that. And for anybody who is interested, you know, check out the APA because it is an organization, I think, well to be supported because it's advocating for you and your availability to ascertain.
Absolutely. How do we support that organization? Because here's the deal. The way I had it described was, it's great, but watch out. You know, the mailman's not around if your wife takes it. So, because, you know, everybody always wants aphrodisiacs. They talk about it. I've never needed it. You know, you go get your checkup. The doctor gives you some free Viagra. You know, you take, you see blue, whatever. I've never needed all that, but I've been told by not just two people, but other people told me that I read about it too. It's I'm kind of scared of it, but that is definitely something for people that have problems. Like you said, if they get the testing, do the right thing, the hormone base, then just imagine what that would be like. Like you said, it's the drinking good water, eating good food, the exercise. That is the most important thing. And then all this stuff has a great effect.
Absolutely. It's just a commensurate availability to add on to what you should already be doing. And I know it's difficult for a lot of people in their day, you know, busy, hectic life, family, work-based balance. But at the end of the day, if you can set aside some time for good nutrition, you know, getting your hormone levels checked, getting peptide potentially as an accessory to your health and wellness is a wonderful way to enhance and enjoy the, you know, the lives that we have. Because at the end of the day, for me, you know, if you can't enjoy it, it ain't worth living. So, you know, I mean, I love having high energy. I love having a good motor and I love being able to train and work my, you know, body to be its maximum. And all these are available tools to be able to do that.
What I like is, and I want to go over these, is there's a couple things. There's one thing that boosts your growth hormone naturally. And I've done my own research, never taken it, but I've looked at it as I get older, but I'm like, well, I really don't need it. But maybe I want to go next level. The point is what's the one that boosts safely, your normal growth hormone? And then there's another one that boosts your testosterone. There's not even a blood test needed on these. And I knew when I read one of the names, because I've read like bodybuilding magazines stuff back when I was younger, yeah, and did that, that guys that went off stuff would then take the name I saw to naturally. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't they just do that? So I like the idea of no blood test. And that's the stuff I think I might test out, that has my body do it itself. That, at some level, I'm not a doctor like you, but yeah, that just seems like for me.
So the first one that you spoke of was in regards to human growth hormone. The class is called, the medication is called Sermorlin, which is FDA approved, Tesamorlin, which is approved for specific syndromes, and then Impamorlin. So those three medications, with Smorlin being approved, you know, is FDA supported, legal, capable of being ascertained anywhere, is a wonderful HGH analog. And then the one that you're talking about in testosterone enhancement would be in Clomiphene. The only reason why you can absolutely take it without having a blood test, there's no question. But I also like to think, again, as a practitioner, trying to do the right thing for the patient, understanding that they may be having some potential difficulties with some of the symptoms that I've mentioned, I think getting a basic blood level is important. And mainly to know the benchmarks of where we're coming and where we're going. You know, where did you start? Where did you get to within Clomiphene? And then potentially also monitoring and watching if you're degrading. Even though we're providing the potential same dosages of Clomiphene. But Clomiphene is a great natural enhancer that men take in order to support your testicular function, which is helping to maximize the ability of natural testosterone produced in our body.
Correct me if I'm wrong. What I was reading is it's not like test. And I know at the lower levels, it doesn't even, like you said, you were able to have kids on the proper dose of test. So it's not like some bodybuilder level. But what I like about this, and I haven't taken it yet, is that it gets me to do it. And then in the future, it doesn't restrict, you know, any future normal behavior.
Correct. I mean, I think the whole thing that people need to understand is that when you're taking a hormone like testosterone outside of the body, which is called exogenously, and in the body is natural to us, which is endogenously. When you're taking an outside hormone exogenously and shooting it or consuming it within you, it can potentially create a negative feedback mechanism in your body to stop the production of your natural. And so when you're thinking of that, you want to do things that can help support the natural production. And in Clomiphene, gonadirellin, and what is called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, are all three different medications in which support the measure of the natural production of testosterone.
So I'm right, just in a layman's common sense, if I get my body to do it naturally, that's the best way.
It is, but there's always a limit, though, Alex. I mean, at the end of the day, as a 47-year-old male, there's only a level that my body will allow me to achieve anymore naturally. And I can, you know, take as much as, you know,
because we've all been bombarded by the chemicals. Again, we're not trying to go above what God made us. We're just trying to mitigate what's been done to us with the chemicals.
And that's the reason why I said mentioning about a blood level, because at the end of the day, you can absolutely improve at potentially your levels from X to Z. But at I think the basic concern is where are you at and is it going to be enough? And that's where getting a lab test, knowing where you're at, letting a doctor evaluate your position and knowing if it's smart to start just on enclomiphene or if it's more smart to start on enclomiphene.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wonder what will happen to me if I actually do the test. And I'm already really lost 70 pounds, incredible stuff, just working out and diet.
You never know. You'd be surprised.
What do you think of intermittent fasting? Because that's what the Navy SEAL guy got me to do. That seemed to be key in it. That I don't do it all the time now because I already got my goals. But I wouldn't eat till 2 o'clock in the day, and I wouldn't eat after about 7 o'clock. Well, the crazy part is for 3 days it was hard. After that, I didn't want to eat. So much more energy. Just intermittent fasting itself for me was magic.
I would speak when I would never speak as an expert in any regards to weight loss. What I would say to any person listening is that at the end of the day, you have to do what fits you. I think dieting is something that is extremely personal. It's something that you need to stick with, whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight. And at the end of the day, not one particular diet is appropriate for
you. Sure. How many times a day do you eat, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh my gosh, probably 6 times a day. And that's just to maintain my frame the way I want to.
Because I've heard that school of thought too, like lots of little high nutrient meals.
Correct. I mean, well, when you're trying to, you know, gain more muscle mass and shed the fat, it's just maintaining good macros. And it's always to me an in and an out. How much do you put in and how much?
Well, there's no doubt that I'm back to basically, I still only eat like maybe 2 meals a day and a banana here in between or protein drink. But yeah, I definitely look better in a mirror. I'm bigger muscle-wise since I stopped intermittent fasting. But I got to tell you, intermittent fasting for me was like my brain worked even better when I was doing it. It was wild.
Well, I think that a lot of the diets that have come out have been game changers for a lot of particular people. And like I said, I think that's where...
Like you said, people are all different, though. So you got to...
Correct. And I think that's what's awesome about it, is that at the end of the day, people are trying new things. They're advocating for new things. And for a subset of the population, it'll work. And that's wonderful. I just don't want people to get...
Bottom line, take your vitamins and minerals, exercise, drink clear water, and don't eat at McDonald's.
Yeah. Fast food is typically not going to be advocating for a good diet.
I might eat fast food like every 3 months out on the road. I get sick every time. I'm like, why did I do this again? It's like,
well, I mean, sometimes it could taste really good, but the grease is really heavy and the sodium is so bad. And then the quality of food, it's not even just the fact that it's a hamburger. It's the quality of hamburger. And like you said, what's in the hamburger?
Oh, if I go get good hamburger and a wheat bun and eat it, I feel great. Yeah. But I eat fast food. Right. I feel like I've been running, like I drank a bottle of tequila the day before. Let's do 5 more minutes, Doc. I'm so impressed. Thank you for coming on. We had to really twist your arm, but your name kept coming up. You definitely impressed. Wow, Dr. Joe Palumbo. Amazing. FreedomRx.health and powering the Second American Revolution worldwide.
These are Optimal Human Superfood Greens Gummies, and they've made getting my daily greens so easy. I also love that they come in these convenient individual serving pouches, and each pouch has a full serving of 6 gummies. Mmm. They actually taste really good, and this is such an easy routine to stick with. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
退屈な午後にザクッと革命。
These are Optimal Human Superfood Greens Gummies, and they've made getting my daily greens so easy. I also love that they come in these convenient individual serving pouches, and each pouch has a full serving of 6 gummies. Mmm. They actually taste really good, and this is such an easy routine to stick with. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
退屈な午後にザクッと革命。
Yummy gummies. Gummies good for you. Crunch-o!
Hi-ya!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, everybody knows I didn't promote Bitcoin for 10 years. When gold and silver hit its peak about 15 years ago, I said, now's the time to get out. 3 years ago, when it started going up, I said, now's the time. I have one North Star. Do my research, know what the best analysis is, and follow it. I want to be the guy that's right. And whatever I believe, whatever I think, you're getting 100% unfiltered what I'm saying. 4 years I've been hearing about peptides and all the rest of it and promoting supplements and things that have natural ones in it. And it's all supplements we have or whatever's the best seller, whatever's the highest rating, whatever's the safest, whatever gets the best things. Why would you not sell whatever's the best? If I was a restaurant, I'd want to have great ambiance, great service, great food at an affordable price, because I want you to not come once to get food poisoning. I want you to come 1,000 times. I want you to be family. A, I got hospitality, but B, it's just common sense. But I'm telling you, the folks that set up FreedomRxHealth.com came to me like 4 years ago, and they'd already behind the scenes really helped us out with a lot of stuff, really great people with our payment processing. We were getting shut down and things. And hey, this telemedicine's huge. Trump legalized it. It's great. We should get into it. And then it went, and then I watched them for years, just they're really good people, obsessively make it the best to get the best people and everything. So when I say that FreedomRxHealth.com is amazing, it really is. And there's so much more. It's a full service pharmacy. Talk to the nurse, talk to the doctors, telemedicine, do it all. But the biggest thing you got to know is don't be scared of the blood test. A lot of the stuff you don't need a blood test for. The natural testosterone booster, the natural growth hormone booster. But you do need to have your blood tested, period. I don't like needles, but I can get over it, ignore it. And then they just target go in with what I need to do. I did genetic testing in 2 different places as well. People can see that I'm way more virile and strong than I ever was. And I've only taken 2 peptides and then a bunch of vitamins and minerals, methylene blue, my doctor told me to take. And then, but I am about to tell you, because I'm always, you know, checking stuff. I'm about to say, hey, I'm taking this. We're going to see what happens. If I get a good effect, bad effect, you're going to get the report here. Just for fun, I'm gonna do the sex hormone thing. Not that I need it. That's a lot of the nurse. Oh God, I'm having a problem, nurse. The point is, I'm not gonna even do that. The point is, it's the adventure begins, and it's not like we're trying to enhance past where we were. It's we're trying to get back to what we're supposed to be, and nobody can debate that's there. So in closing, Dr. Joe Palumbo, FreedomRxHealth.com, lead medical director. We're so honored to have you. Incredible job. Thank you for coming on. I know you're like, I don't really do interviews. But you were the guy recommended by all these groups. You're here. Now I know why. You definitely didn't disappoint. Got 2 minutes till we end this. Closing comments.
I just really appreciate the opportunity to speak to your constituents, Alex, and thank you for that. And I just want people to understand, that there's a lot of opportunities out there for people that are suffering from some of the things that we've been subjected to. And, don't be afraid to get a blood test. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Know that something like the American Peptide Association is out there advocating for you, and FreedomRx is something that is available to you. To help understand hormones, understand peptides, understand different longevity medications, et cetera. So we're here for you, and we're going to constantly advocate for your wellness and your improvement of life.
Absolutely, sir. Well, we're just blessed to have you. And you do a lot of other stuff as well. Any other places people should check you out, or you've got a lot of stuff you're doing?
Well, I mean, I think the brick and mortar industry that has medical spas and so forth, we help support a lot of them, providing a lot of the same resources there, but obviously providing IV nutrition, stem cell therapy, et cetera. So I would ask anybody to take a deep dive into the availability out there that is for their health and wellness and what they're suffering from, and try to understand it a little bit before you seek doctor care, but then please do. And hopefully once you've sought the doctor's care, you're able to have an offering that's more directed specifically to you to help advocate for the issues that you have concern about. And just enjoy it because, yes, there is such a vast world that is developing in the health and wellness space, proactive space, that it is unreal. And it's ever-evolving, and it's truly exciting to be not only
Dr. Joe Palumbo, we are so excited. The adventure begins now. Incredible. Thank you so much for coming on. FreedomRxHealth.com. The adventure begins now. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Knocked it out of the park, doctor. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant. Your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Oh, yeah, baby! Today is going to be a hot show full of breaking news you won't want to miss. So stay tuned, folks. It's your pal, Magatard, and I'm out.
Welcome to Patriot Smart Home. Freedom. Automated.
Now this is what I'm talking about. TV, put on Hannity.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed on your screen.
The what?
Please kiss the wall displayed on your screen. Refreshment locked. Please reaffirm your commitment.
Set temperature to 69 degrees.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed.
I already kissed it twice!
Previous affirmations have expired.
This damn thing makes me kiss a wall every time I want a beer.
Have you considered our progressive smart home?
What's that gonna do, make me chop my Twinkie off and put on a dress?
It doesn't have a loyalty wall.
How progressive?
Very.
Ronald Reagan helped me. Fine, sir.
I'm a gender flex, non-binary, transfeminine retail associate. Welcome to Progressive Smart Home. Inclusion. Automated.
Yeah, yeah. Put on Fox News.
Streaming requires participation in the housing equity program.
What?
To continue, please accept one resident into your home.
Into my house?
Correct.
Where's decline?
Declining is not currently supported.
Of course it isn't. Muhammad? This ain't Dearborn. Dirk, your way on out of here.
It's Samir. I'm really sorry. The Patriot Smart Home system burned down my house.
Wait a minute. Who the hell makes both of these things?
Jesse Merrill and Nate Kornacki of Valhalla VFT are with us for the next hour and 51 minutes. And I wanted to get them on the last few weeks, but now they're ready to come on. I didn't talk to them before they came on. My producer did. I want to ask them what is front and center, because you have the Wall Street Journal with a Pentagon report. The White House isn't denying it. That the vice president and the secretary of state brought them, because he got it last week and Trump reportedly didn't even look at it, and said, looks like the war will last into 2029 if we think Iran can fall. So that's a four-year war, baby. Four-year. How vindicated. I'm not happy about this. How vindicated is everybody? And then you got the megatards, who, like, love this. Israel admits, oh, it's a long-term quagmire. It's what we want is a smokescreen for greater Israel. And just total insanity. So I'm guessing they might want to bring that up first. Then all the huge developments, because I've been watching both shows. I'm a fan of both guys. You've got the supposed shooter of Charlie Kirk pleading not guilty. We heard he was guilty, guilty, guilty. I've talked to families. They're scared to come on. They're like, he's not guilty. We didn't confess. This is all made up. I've been saying that. And people go, what you criticize Candace only on stories that I thought rabbit trails she was falling that were wrong. It's not that I buy a 30-06 that go through your neck or this guy runs on the roof and is a bigger build and unfolds something and who knows that's even the shooter. And you got, we broke, you know, almost a year ago, 6 days after Charlie's killed, that they ordered a cover up of foreign involvement or the people saying he'll be dead tomorrow. I don't know what the truth is, but I do know what isn't true and it's what we're told. So we got that. And then we got the midterms, and we got all the other craziness. So, whoever wants to jump in first, boys, I want to hear what you have to say. Valhalla VFT, Jesse on Fire. We got a lot to talk about. Great to have you here with us today.
Well, it's lucky we have 2 hours. Yeah, I really don't like Jesse, so I'm not happy to be here with him on the panel. Just kidding. Me and Jesse are very good friends in real life. So, this will be a fun one because we do, collab content all the time. So happy to be here.
No, I watch you guys together. I'm big fans. You guys are smart. You're nailing it. So, you know, let's go to Karnakia first. What do you want to hit first? Cause I could easily direct this, but what's front and center for you? Did I guess it's the Iran thing or what is it?
I mean, we got three, those are the three big ones right now, right? Like, Iran, and it's so funny. I mean, how long ago was I on your show, Alex? You know, when I was debating Gary, where I literally said that this was going to last for, you know, who knows how long, protracted, 0% chance. What were we told? It was going to be a 2 week excursion.
Yeah, I think you were on like 2 weeks after it started. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I tried to tell people, I'm like, what you need to look at is the history in this with America and promising short conflicts. If you, and Alex, I know you'll remember this. Do you remember George, Bush sitting or standing on the aircraft carrier, just days after the
mission
initial invasion
accomplished.
Of Iraq? In 6 weeks, he promised this would be a 6 week war in Iraq. And for those of you who don't know, we're still in Iraq fighting a war right now today. What was that? 23 years later?
Yeah, but so what do you know? You only served a whole bunch of tours over there, so why are you allowed to talk?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I was there in Afghanistan in 2018, and we were not even, I mean, what were we doing? The same thing. Like, we were retaking areas that we had given up four times before, that Green Berets before me had taken and then given back and taken and then given back. So this is just how we fight wars. We don't fight wars to win. We fight wars to protract them so that the military-industrial complex can make trillions of dollars. That's it, right?
The Vietnam model.
Yeah, right. So I think we all understand that. And, of course, I've been telling people that there is a 0% chance that this war ends while Donald Trump is president. So for everybody who thinks, I don't know when, 2028,
by the way,
whenever.
I saw you 3 months ago say that. You nailed it. You said it's not ending while he's president. Why did you say that?
Well, because, I mean, obviously he's so close to Israel. And we all know, if you know, this, what Israel wants so bad, and I actually talked about this with Joe Kent on my show a couple days ago. They don't care about regime change in Iran. They don't care about bringing in Raza Pahlavi and giving the Iranians the country back. They don't care about that. They care about destabilizing the country and turning it into chaos. That's why the very first thing we did was kill the Ayatollah. Right. That way we had to push forward the Mosaic strategy that they have to where now all of a sudden it turns into 31-ish different provinces, all with a different leader. And you can't negotiate with anybody. We can't get out of this, even if we wanted to, because we don't even know who to talk to anymore. And you have the difference between the Revolutionary Guard. You have the political establishment. They want different things. So and it's just expanding. Right. You got Saudi Arabia talking about wanting to end the war. You had Ukraine bombing Iranian ships a couple weeks ago. So this is the spiderweb that is basically the World War III spiderweb. I mean, I think we could probably look back 10 years from now and be like, wow, this potentially was that moment, or we're in that start of what would be considered World War III, because we have like 10, 15 different countries involved now. So how do you untangle that spiderweb?
I love when I was in that debate last week. All the neocons are like, you're insane. It's not the start of a new world war. Meanwhile,
oh, that's
all
right.
The
you were just with Joe.
Yeah. All the think tanks are saying this is the beginning of a new world war.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one thing I hadn't thought about that Nate just said too is when you keep on knocking off the leaders, no matter what organizational structure was in place before, it does ensure that each time you do that, they're going to have less like control over the large scale country, which makes it nearly impossible to end the conflict. Yeah, like every leader that you knock off, it makes it less likely you're going to be able to end the conflict. I hadn't even really thought about it like that.
And but Israel knew that. That's why they advised Trump to do it. Yeah, he's dead on.
Yeah. But that's what we do every time, right? This is what we did in Afghanistan initially when we put in Karzai. This is what we did when we removed Saddam. When we removed Gaddafi, we just removed Assad from Syria and put al-Jilani, the former leader of al-Qaeda, in place. So we do this on purpose because it destabilizes these countries. Mm-hmm. That's all they want. They don't care about functioning governments because if you can destabilize all of the hegemonic powers in the region, which used to be Saddam Hussein, and Iran, then Israel gets to be the undisputed hegemonic superpower of the region. This is what it's all about. So for people who think like, oh yeah, you know, we just got to get through the midterms because that's what Trump's promising now, right? The war is going to end right after the midterms. Okay. And gas prices are coming down. It's never going to happen because strategically that's not what they want. They've been trying to get this across the goal line since 1996, Alex. I'm sure you've covered the clean break strategy. Multiple times.
Yeah, written by our little pal, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, and then he brought it before Congress in 2002 and said, this is the model. This is what we want to do. We need to overthrow the governments of these seven countries, and Iran is the last one. So this is a 30-year plan that they're trying to get across the goal line while Donald Trump's still in office. So don't think for a second that there's any incentive for our government
and
or
their
government.
And now, I want to ask you both this, and Jesse, now they're moving on after the takedown seven countries that Wesley Clark exposed, and we have the documents they admit. Now they're moving on to Turkey and Egypt, even bigger, which they intend to drag us into. But here's a clip of Trump saying, oh, no, they'll collapse after the midterms. After over 50 times he says they're defeated, there's been regime change, we've won, they have no missiles, just lie after lie. And then my other question to you after that is, is Trump conned, or does he know he sleptwalk us into this? And is he lying and roping a dope? Which it's academic. Why does it even matter? But here's Trump.
Mr. President. Oh, I think the war is going to end immediately after the election.
Why?
I think the war will end immediately after the election.
Because?
Because they can't hold out any longer. They're desperate to try and affect the election so that we can get a nice, weak group of people in there and leave them alone and let them have their nuclear weapon. All they want is a nuclear weapon. And if they had a nuclear weapon, the whole world is in deep trouble.
But at the UFC, at his 80th birthday, months and months ago, he said, it's over, they're defeated. That's just one of many. So, Jesse on Fire, what's your take on this? And then do you think Trump knows it's a con game, or is he conned by Netanyahu? Maybe he's in on it.
I think I would answer that question by posing this. Is there one person who will stand on the fact that they believe that that is an accurate statement? Just like one person who's a commentator who relies on people listening to the things that they say and then taking their opinion seriously. Is there someone who will go, I think he's right about that. I think the second that the midterms are over, the entire thing's going to end. We're going to get the Strait of Hormuz open. Everything that we've been trying to do and have not been able to do thus far. You know, he threatened to end their civilization. That didn't work. However, when the American midterms end, boom, it's going to be good to go. Like, someone stand on that. Just one person just say that that's they believe that. And then everyone who aligns with that just know they're either lying or borderline IQ level that you have to wonder how they are able to walk out the door, make it to their car without, you know, something bad happening. It's absurd. Ludicrous.
I agree. You can see it's cold-blooded, him sitting around going, well, let's just take it off the table. Let's just say it's over now. After he's lied about the strait being open dozens of times, said the war is over dozens of times, said we've decapitated, you know, all of this, no one's buying it. He has no credibility.
The question is whether or not, see, like, the way, I mean, I have no idea. I'm easy to get to say, how would I possibly know what's going on here or there? And I think it is impossible for me to even feel confident saying whether or not he knew or wants this thing to continue. I think he probably wants out desperately. And I think he probably did believe that it was going to be a protracted short conflict. And he's just trapped, and we are trapped because the situation is untenable. The strait has to get open. And how are you going to open it if you've already done what we've done and it's still closed?
Yeah, well, I asked the question rhetorically. I want you to finish and go to Kornacki here via Valhalla. Tucker was very close to him until a couple weeks into the war, and Tucker just screamed at him and said, you're an effing idiot, Netanyahu hates you, blah, blah. I was at his house and stuff while he's having arguments with Trump, you know, in his office. I hear him screaming at him. And he used to respect him, but the point was is that Trump's like, no, it always works out. Everything always looks bad, but I always win. He walks out and tells me Trump thinks he's going to win. It doesn't matter. He's crazy. Tucker later told that story months after I told it. My point was I wasn't making that story up, obviously. So, yeah, I'm not trying to give him a pass. He believed Netanyahu. Now he won't admit he was wrong. He still attacks people that told him the truth, and now he wants us to just forget about it. But it shows what a disaster this is.
Yeah, I think that I don't support politicians making things up or lying, but there is a certain level of people in the institutional power positions are going to make it appear that they're in control. I talked about this with Chris Pihota a bunch about the FBI, where if they don't know something, then in leadership, the correct answer is to make it seem like they know, but they're choosing not to tell you because that maintains the kind of
facade.
Faith in the institution. And I think that that's very likely what is happening here at this
totally
point,
right?
Because what are his options? I mean, what's he going to say? He's like, look, we could nuke him. I know you don't want us to nuke him, right? You know what I mean? It's like, if you actually goes through what the options are, there are no good options. Nate and I had this conversation literally maybe 6 days after they closed the strait. I will never forget that. We got on the phone and I'm like, this is checkmate, right? He's like, checkmate. That was what, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah, so the question to both of you, first to Nate, is there any off ramp? The Iranians hold the cards now. So I think the cards are taken away. We're already pulling back out of our bases, which is one of their demands. So now Trump has to change the story every few weeks to act like we're winning. I think, as Joe Kent said months ago, just give him an off ramp, act like we won. If we pull out, then pressure's on Iran to stop closing the strait. And people say, oh, you're cutting and running. We're not cutting and running. We didn't start this fight. We didn't want this. So now that we're totally vindicated, what do you want to say to all the people that are still calling us Qatari agents?
Well, first of all, I've been to Qatar multiple times. You know why? Because Qatar was actually the country that facilitated all of the military, U.S. military, in and out of their country for us to fly in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq for 20 years. So that's like, I always think that's a hilarious one either, too, is like, that's actually been one of the, not that, you know, it's hilarious we're Qatari agents, but that's what
sure,
the country
they're giving
has been
Trump
one of the
a $500 million plane, our main base is there, right. And then those of us that are against the war, we're Qatari agents with no evidence.
Right. But with the off-ramp, okay, and I've been saying this since the first week of the war. The way out of this is, there's one way out, which is, America leaves. Joe Kent's been talking about this. I think there's an easy reframing to this that I've been saying Donald Trump can do to be a winner right now. Everybody's going to know that we lost the war. Got it. Tracking. But he can frame this as a return to the Monroe Doctrine. Make us leaving. Okay, let's get out. Pull all our bases out of the Middle East. We want them out anyway. Pull all of our bases out of Europe. We don't need 50,000 troops in Germany. And what you do is you reframe it and say, we're going to focus on our hemisphere of the world. We're going to bring the troops home. We're going to protect our hemisphere. And if you F with us in our hemisphere, we will glasslot you. And then you get up and leave. And yes, at that point, what does Iran do? They control the strait, but, you know, they're also, like you just said, Alex, incentivized to actually open up to world commerce, because if they don't, then they're the bad guy. Right now, on the world stage, America and Israel is the bad guy. We're the ones that have destroyed the global economy. So if we get out, we just leave, we say, hey, it's over. And you can do this. And we completed all our strategic goals, right? We destroyed their navy and army and aircraft defenses, whatever. It's on our hemisphere. So there is a way to do it. But again, Alex, it goes against the interest of Israel. If we do that, if we pull all of our bases out of the Middle East, all of their protection is gone. They don't want to let that happen. So that's the issue we're going to see, is the second we try to do that, what they're going to do is just ramp up their bombing campaigns on Lebanon and Gaza and the West Bank to force Iran to then keep the strait closed to keep us entangled in this. So that's the big.
But you've been just you and Jesse have been right about everything. So we don't want to listen to you. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. So what is your prediction of what Trump will do? I think he's going to pigheadedly just continue it on and fry the whole economy, and just, I think that's where we're going.
100%. I agree with you. That's my prediction on it. Until he's out of office, I don't see anything changing. It's just the same thing. This bombing campaign quagmire. Maybe if it gets extreme enough, he tries, you know, we get a false flag or something that way he, you know, an attack on the home front. So that way we can actually launch a full scale ground invasion. That's like worst possible scenario, I think. But to your point, Alex, yeah, we're not doing the strategy that me, you and Joe Kent and Jesse are talking about where we, you know, look at this thing realistically. I think that's what we need to do right now. Sometimes you have to in war, you look at things realistically and go, okay, if the only way out is, you know, either through, which it's not, which is a mass invasion, well, then you got to just bite the bullet. We can do that. But again, that also is a huge hit to Donald Trump's ego, right? And I think ego is what got us into this.
I totally agree, but his process of changing the subject every week isn't working. So he needs to understand he's already been discredited. The only way is to declare victory and then pull out. And like you said, hand the economic disaster to Iran. That could be spun. And we're actually sickeningly here giving his evil ass good advice because we care about the country, but we know he's not going to listen.
Right.
Jesse?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jesse.
I just think that to your point about how, you know, how our teammates over there are going to react, they are not going to allow us to pull back regardless. They're, for whatever reason, there's no one can pull the string and say, you guys are forbidden from bombing allies of the country that we are in a desperate negotiation with. And just for some reason, they can not do that. And the thing that really, you know, the part of this that bothers me the most is that my politics literally center solely around the collective citizenry of this country. You know, people go overseas, they die, but you're looking at it's right in front of everyone. Everybody goes to the gas station. It's getting really out of control. Now, I was just in California this last weekend for Labor Day, and you're like $6.70 for gasoline, $8 for diesel. And in Texas, mm-hmm. you're looking at $6-$7 diesel. And people do not understand that this is something that is going to crush the future. Like, it's already very challenging for the vast majority of people to be able to deal with that. But what's going to happen is this right now is going to start hitting us way worse very, very soon as food production costs go up and shipping, all this stuff. Like, this comes down the line. It's going to get much worse. And while the three of us are, you know, in a position where we can probably absorb this level of like price hike, the vast majority of people can't. And so it's like, how do people deal with this? Like, they're going to just have to, you know, reduce the amount of food that they buy, you know, be much more selective about when they drive. And because why? Because we won't, like, because we got trapped into this situation. And like, I don't know. I just don't see how we're going to get out of it. And I believe it's about to get a lot worse economically for everybody.
I agree. Crew, pull this up during the break. But it's like 12.4, 12.6. Walmart, even in 2008, with the big crash by Lehman Brothers and all the rest of it, it didn't see any numbers down a few points. Same thing in the 2000.com bust. They're down over 12% in retail sales. So you say, I'll tell you, we feel it. Our audience stays the same and grows. You can see retail is going like this. That is the real pulse of things. And Trump is just barreling forward with this, and people feel the pain. He says affordability's made up, Jesse.
I mean, it's made up for people that he hangs out with.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And maybe that's what it is that, you know, like when you're a billionaire and your entire circle is all people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe he doesn't see it. I don't know. Or maybe he's, you know, not being shown this. But when we come back from break, I live in a big farming and ranching community, and one of my buddies owns one of the biggest farming grow ops here in Oregon. If you want to quote from what he texted me yesterday about what's happened to him for diesel prices, once we come back, I think you guys would be interested.
I want to hear, please. And then I want to talk to you guys, and you know, as veterans, about what a ground invasion would look like. Because Trump could easily, instead of pulling back, he's looking at going in and what that would look like on the other side. Then we'll shift gears to the midterms, to the Democrat Socialist of America, to the Charlie Kirk assassination cover-up.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there's a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Well, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, you're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So I made a big deal about this 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, and then he made similar statements last year at the World Government Forum, put on by the World Economic Forum, and each time it was in Dubai. And Elon Musk went and said, look, we're at the end of a cycle. We're in the fourth turning. I know war's where you always go, but if you do this, because that's what they're talking about, there's 10 million people, there's all these weapons, the dominoes will fall, the war games are clear. You have a Pakistan nuclear umbrella now with this deal with Turkey and Saudi Arabia that checkmates Israel. Don't do it. And he was saying that from a pragmatic position. Because if he war game this out, it only gets worse. And so now Trump took the bait, believed Netanyahu, believed this war would last 4 days, then 6 weeks, then 6 months. Now they're saying 4 years into 2029. And Trump could lurch into the ground invasion or the nukes that he's had his surrogates promoting. So I want to ask Valhalla VFT, Nate Kornacki, and Jesse on Fire, Jesse Merrill, I want to ask you both, we're not even talking about Ukraine and Russia, and Ukraine basically in collapse now, and NATO hasn't mustered the troops, denounced the draft, but never implemented because it's like 90% of the Europeans are against it. This paper tiger, the mouse that roared, has started this fight, and now you see the U.S., the EU all looking extremely weak. What if China goes into Taiwan? You add that into the picture with all of these swirling issues here in the fourth turning, as was predicted. What an explosive time. And then to have Israel only thinking about its own interests, getting us to go in, and their finance minister, Smotrich, a month ago saying, ideal, our enemies are fighting each other, chaos. What is Israel thinking? There's so much there. 35,000-foot view that I want to shift gears into. The inflation, the diesel, the farmers, you know, Valhalla VFT. And then I want to shift gears into domestic issues, but just big 35,000-foot views going back to Jesse on Fire.
So when I think about the fourth turning in the, as I understand it, it's a transitional period that is going to lead to a massively different world than what we had previously society wise. And you have all of this stuff that we've been talking about here in terms of inflation, the economy, the wars that are driving that, appear like all, apparently just like all negative outcomes in that category. And you have nuclear war on the table, which of course would be catastrophic. But I think you also, when I think about the fourth turning, and I think what's actually going to drive the new look for society in the next 10 years, you have to look at what's coming in AI and how that plays into all of this. I don't know how much of that is a part of the thinking as it relates to this particular conflict, because I think this is just kind of old school, you know, control energy, natural resources, and the, you know, distribution of which if there has ever been a lesson for the world on how important control of distribution of these resources actually is, this Strait of Hormuz thing is like, if you can't see it now, you'll never understand. And as it relates to the future of the world and how we have these reports of super intelligence coming within the next few years, you have this guy who came out yesterday who says that there are experts who think that there's better than 10% chance that AI will eradicate humanity by 2030. That said, just for the record, before anybody, you know, I put out a video about it this morning. A lot of people responded and pointed out that there's a new bill in Congress to give the U.S. government a kill switch for AI, and that, you know, given that Bill Gates was directly involved in the initial story, which this last one piled on top of, I realized I'm like, oh, this is probably Great Reset stuff. You know, oh, by 2030, you say, is there any other? I can't remember. I'll own nothing and be happy about it. 2030. But oh, everybody's going to die within 3 years. OK, cool. I wonder if those things are connected. But nonetheless, I just think that there's no way to know where this is all going to go. And I feel very out of control. And I don't feel like I have any ability to influence anything that's going to matter, because I don't think that who we elect is going to make a huge difference in any of it. It's kind of like a doom and gloom way of looking at it. But I also hope that in the event that AI is what the optimists think it would be, there is a world where we live in a much better world in 10 years. But I think the risks are, you know, I don't know. You'd have to very rosy colored glasses.
Very astute, because it turns out this anthropic whistleblower about end of the world, kill us all, is a George Soros, Bill Gates, Extinction Rebellion cultist. It doesn't mean we shouldn't fear it. They want to create fear, and Bill Gates is creating fear, so governments can control and have a centralized AI, when all the experts agree the answer is decentralized AI, so that it isn't one central. That's one that could really crash everything, really take control. You want diversification of power, separation of powers. Nate Kornacki, your view on that?
I can't hear him.
Yeah, unmute yourself. It's okay. Go ahead.
My bad, guys. So, Alex, you actually kind of took my point of that right out of my mouth. What I was going to say is, do we really want the U.S. government to be the arbiter of morality on things like AI and weapon systems. They haven't really demonstrated that they're the best choice. Typically, you want to actually, to Alex's point, diversify that across like the civilian sector. That way you don't have the government be the all seeing eye Sauron superpower that gets to shut things off or turn things on. Me personally, as a guy who's not a big government guy, I'm not a fan of that. But I will say this. You know, Jesse had mentioned there's no way to know what the future looks like. While I agree with that, I'd also push back and say foreign policy, as complicated as it seems, a lot of times is not that complicated. Sometimes just common sense, rationale, being pragmatic makes sense. And what I mean by that is while the United States continues to spend trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars bombing brown people in the Middle East, China for the last 30 years has invested all of their money into themselves domestically. That is going to continue. So if you don't see a current track record of the United States' actions right now, if you don't see China being the world superpower within 10, 20 years based off of trajectory, just based off of investment, right? We invest all of our money into war. They invest all their money into their own country. And if you don't think the lanes of those things are eventually going to converge and they're not going to overtake us, of course they are. Look at manufacturing. We can't even manufacture our own munitions. Like we have like 8 days. We've done the war games with this between us and China, full scale war. We have like 8 days of munitions and then we can't backfill them. So yeah, I would say unless the United States and we don't, you know, get a culture change here where we stop again spending trillions cooked in the long run. And I hate to say that because I love America.
No, I totally agree. And I want you to elaborate. But I want to go back to Jesse. He made so many points here. The most astute point in the last 40 minutes since you got on is this. We have old world strategic thinking, grand chessboard, British Empire crap. With all these 80-year-olds that are really still in charge of decisions, that's who's in charge, running up against all these other changes and not thinking multi-levels above it because all they know is the old game, that is a very explosive situation. And then you have the attempt to centralize. You know, it came out that Biden sent out the CIA and others to tell other companies, even big tech companies, you're not allowed to look at AI. If you want to contribute to our central AI, we're going to act like Microsoft and Amazon and Google all have AIs. This leaked a few years ago, but really it's one AI. But the problem is nothing about the Chinese or everybody else that's got their own. So they want one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. Obviously, if you're not going to stop this, the answers have a bunch of rings of power. So now Sauron doesn't have the only one. And so there we are. But how does this old world model deal with this collision we're about to enter into? Nate, and then I want to get Jesse's take on that.
Well, the old world model is the biggest problem with modern warfare. Let me give you this perspective of from the military side of things. Like this is what we do. We fight. We're still in the World War II era of fighting a war. You see it in Iran. We're just going to drop thousands of bombs on anything with, you know, four corners, right? Any building. That's what we're going to do. And that's going to win us the war.
Send landing craft in like it's D-Day.
Right. Right. And so we haven't even, and then we're fighting a country that is completely fighting back in an asymmetric and unconventional way. And we're still just haven't seemed to put two and two together. To your point, though, Alex, it's because we have 80-year-olds in charge of decision making when it comes to those things. So we can't even figure out how to fight a war that's not in, you know, an 80-year-old version to do it when the entire world has moved forward into asymmetric and unconventional warfare, which we as Green Berets focus on. But again, it just shows, and you would think just the way the United States was founded, the Revolutionary War. How did we win that? Through asymmetric and unconventional
warfare.
Because
King George III didn't figure it out, just like we're doing.
And you really, and this is why very, very few times in history an invading force has ever been able to actually long scale occupy another nation. It's just not really a thing. And we continue to just think we can do it, to your point, Alex, in this British imperialism style of having 181 military bases all over the world and all this stuff. And it's just, it's a new world going forward and it's not working and it's bankrupting us. And in the long term, we're not going to be the economic superpower anymore if we don't change course.
I don't even want to tell Israel how to win this. I'll just say it. I'm sure they've wargamed it. If they just dumped out machine guns and hand grenades all over the country, it would create such an unrest, but still the militias would probably stay in charge. I don't see when you have a force, resistance is victory, that has a culture that gets stronger when you attack it, the only way to do it is nuke the whole thing. Then there's a radiation cloud. The whole world turns against us. The stock market crashes for all these idiots like Mark Levin saying nuke them. This isn't Japan in 1945. You want to explain that, guys?
How about everyone else has nukes now?
Yeah. Oh, then Pakistan nukes Israel day one. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big, Jess, you want to take that first?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, as far as the AI question, the new world versus the old world, I think that in order to even be able to think through how old school problem solving is so non-applicable that it kind of even boggles the mind. And obviously people like Peter Thiel, Elon, and these guys who are in the driver's seat of AI, these are like the most creative, forward-thinking people that we have. They know anything that I'm going to say is you know, and well beyond anything I'm going to say. And what I'll say is this. What are the limitations currently that a country faces when waging war? It still comes down to resources, the ability to move things from one place to the other, so on, so forth, et cetera. When you're talking about
super intelligence, and Iran blew up our supply lines, which they denied, now they admit.
Exactly. And again, still old school stuff when you think through what's coming, because when you think about super intelligence and you even if this is a ploy to get the bill passed, if you're listening and you pay close attention to the AI conversations, which I do, they are talking about a mind that's going to be 20,000 to a million times smarter than any human has ever been, collective humans. And what that means is, like, if there is going to be a way to capture energy out of the air, as an example, if there's electricity in the air, which we know that there is because lightning exists, and there, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to
whoever gets it first wins in a matter of months.
Well, exactly. And they're going to be able, like, what right now you need to move a bunch of things all over the place in order to wage war. It's the AI is going to create the ability to, like, capture energy and just point it at someone from anywhere in the world. Like, we can't even imagine.
AI will be able to use a grid of satellites or whatever it is to just send lightning bolts into every directed target.
You might not even need a physical thing to do it. Like, you're talking a million times smarter than humans. Like, imagine what the world looked like to, you know, people who were hunting for buffalo in the 1600s on, you know, over here versus what we're looking at. It looked like magic. What this thing is going to be able to do within the next 5-10 years is unfathomable to us. And so it's like, there's probably been, well, we all know, actually, there's been technological advances for sure that have intentionally been smashed down because the old world relies on, you know, capturing and holding.
Yeah, we're really 50 years ahead on average. They've been blocking disruptive technologies, as they call them.
Exactly. Yep. The guy who invented the car that runs on water, and then, like, it works. You've seen it work. The guy's driving a car that runs on water, and then he just vanishes, and the technology
they
vanishes.
Killed him.
It's like, oh, I wonder why. You know what I mean? And so
dead
there's
on,
just no
dead
way to
on,
know what
dead
it's
on.
Look
so,
like.
So what's your prognosis? We'll shift into domestic stuff, but I mean, this is, I hate to be a negative guy. It'll definitely be entertaining, though. I mean, this is going to be really entertaining the next few years.
Well, it depends on the direction that the super intelligence goes. If it goes good, we could see a level of opulence and prosperity for every human on earth that we can't even imagine. If it goes bad, we're dead. Done. Like, if it decides, think about this.
And that's the problem. The globalists are programming it for control and to screw people. You can have robots go terraform Mars. You can snap your fingers, light speed. Exactly. Like, get out of the way, bitches.
And you heard about that they had AI write the genome for 19 new viruses, and then they cultured it in E. coli last month. So think about that. So we already know that is a thing that can be done. How about a super intelligence 20,000 times smarter than any human? You think it's going to be challenging for it to come up with a virus that has an incubation period of like 2-3 months and it hits every person on Earth right before it kicks in and 100% fatality rate? Like, we won't even know we're in a war. We'll just all die. Like, and that's just rudimentary dumbbell thinking. It's going to be a million times smarter than us. Like, if it wants to get rid of us, we're done. It's that simple.
Hold on. I think this is really important what Jesse's saying. Can I caveat on this? I hear Elon Musk talk about this, that don't, or, and this is the, you know, the 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy. Elon Musk talking about nobody will even have to work. We won't have to work, right? AI, robotics, they'll do everything. We'll link that these elites, in the current way that they handle the rest of humanity, that they're going to allow us to live in a utopia. Think about this. You automate everything. You get AI. You replace 4 billion, 5 billion workers worth of jobs. They're saying, well, there will be a universal basic income that takes care of everybody. What's more efficient? Let me pose this question to you guys. What's more efficient for the elite apparatus? To pay 4 billion people's worth of UBI because everything's automated and robotic?
Let me ask your key question. Look at the ideology. The globalists are post-human, transhumanists that say a new species is about to rise. They're going to give us basic income to get final people to give up so we become obsolete, don't know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, and then they release the three-month incubation 100%. Virus, and they wipe us out. That the plan is post-human. They admit that, so we know everything
they talk
coming
about
from
it.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, Nate. Talk about it.
They talk. Well, Alex, this is my point. They talk about doing this, and then you hear the billionaires be like, "It's very obvious, you guys." It's not the goodness of their heart. You hear Elon say this, like, "Money won't matter in 10 years." Okay, then donate all yours, buddy.
And by the way, I'm not naive, but I am, don't bite the hand that feeds me. I'm glad Elon uncensored me, but I agree. I don't trust what he's doing. He's the guy acting like.
I don't mean Elon.
No, but let's talk about him. Let's talk about him. No. Whatever you believe, I respect you. I want your view. Crucify me, you want. I respect your view. It doesn't mean it's 100% right. I'm saying, why is Elon playing the part of the natalist, the pro-human, against the globalist? Is he hedging his bets? Does he really mean it? He puts his money where his mouth was, like 100 kids. What do you think of Elon? And by the way, it's an open book here. I don't know.
No. I don't think Elon has this nefarious, malicious, I want to develop this that way I can kill everybody off. I'm talking about the globalist elite apparatus. When I say Elon, I'm just referencing all of the billionaires, all the elite apparatus that are pushing forward this new utopia of you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, right? That's what I mean when I'm explaining this. I don't think Elon himself is malicious or evil. I don't think he's the
biggest. I agree with you. I saw a quote he did about 6 months ago. He goes, listen, we got rid of horses for cars. We got more horses than ever. They're pampered and taken care of. That's how people are going to be. We're like the art project for the AI where it gets its.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't believe that's what they're going
to
do.
I agree. The main globalist group wants to kill us all. Yeah. I actually see Elon in real action. Like, we got unlimited space here. Let's, like, you know, at least keep humans around as a museum piece.
I hope we do have, you know, someone like Elon who is on the side of humanity going forward. Because if we don't, Alex, we're definitely hosed, right? If we don't have a power figure like Elon who is trying to. Now, I don't know if he is or not, but is trying to have that type of, you know, because to Jesse's point, like, you could actually have life in the world and humanity get way, way better if you did this 100%. Correctly and you leverage it correctly. But like, humanity has, we have not shown that elites in humanity over the last. So I don't see why we're thinking that all of a sudden the globalists are going to have our best interest in heart once they can. Replace us all.
Nate Carnacchia of Valhalla VFT, I 1,000,000,000% agree with you, because if you go back to before he died, I've read all Brzezinski's books. He gave a speech like 15 years ago to the CFR in Canada. He said, used to, you know, be easier to brainwash a million people. Now it's just easier to kill them. We just got to get rid of people. So the main consensus of the elite, let's just say Elon's an outlier for the sake of argument, but, you know, God, we hope he's real. Their plan is predatory and is extinctionist, and so that is a fact baseline we have to deal with.
Yeah, the way that I view this is like because of the sources of the you know, you'll own nothing by 2030. Like, I see Elon in this story as like our only hope, because I know what's on the other side of Elon, and we know that him and Bill Gates are kind of adversarial. And he's the one who purchased Twitter and unlocked it. They had a vice grip on what anyone could say globally. We were finished, man.
Elon swooped in and blocked them in the fake takeover of InfoWars, which, by the way, they never got. Big announcement's coming soon. Wait to hear this. Not at liberty yet. A few weeks, it'll happen. And his lawyers came with a whole team, like 20 lawyers, and ran it up their ass, blocked all of them. That was Elon did that. People, oh, God, you're on his payroll now. I didn't talk to him. I don't know what he's doing. I'm just sitting here about to blow up the Death Star. Here comes Millennium Falcon. I don't know how I'm supposed to get mad at him. So what do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I just, I mean, no, from my perspective, it's like, and also the story that I've heard about OpenAI and, you know, Elon founds OpenAI, his purpose, at least from what I've read, was to keep us from getting into an arms race with AI and protect humanity and make it nonprofit and all of that. And then You know, his story, Sam Altman decides to go another
direction. Oh, Sam Altman's
definitely
evil. He's definitely bad.
Oh, yeah. And it, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I have to have faith in someone, Elon is the one guy where I'm like, God, I hope that I'm right about this guy. And he is, because someone needs to be on the side of let's not eradicate humanity. Because he's the one that's out telling everybody, look, we're going to have a population crash. You have to have kids. Everybody needs to have kids. Do the exact opposite of what they're
and
trying to tell you.
And notice all the EU people don't have kids, everything. He's put his, I'm not saying he's perfect. We got to watch him, but we hope he's there. Nate Kornacki?
No, I agree. I agree. And he has done things. The only reason we probably even have free speech in America at all right now is, as crazy as it sounds, the fact that he bought Twitter. I mean, we all saw what was going to happen. We saw what was going on in social media. I mean, you pretty much just banned. I mean, I've got multiple buddies. I mean, that, you know, I got on YouTube after all this happened because I retired only a few years ago, but they were all demonetized. All their channels were deleted, you know, during the COVID era. So
Trump wouldn't have won without him. And he was the first to nuke Trump on Epstein 4 months in. A lot of credibility there.
My concern is, though, is he's now pivoted back to sort of the pro-Trump. He's talking about, oh, we got to donate $200 million to Republicans and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, Republicans ain't really pushing forward the, you know, Constitution very well right now either. So that's a little bit. But, yeah, I do give Elon way more credit than everybody else. I'm just, again, I just don't trust any of these billionaires, Alex. None of them.
No, I agree.
I'm hoping for the best, for sure.
I don't judge people that have said they're down the Republican Party. But then it's not a Republican fear. Watch out, Democratic Socialist. Every time I'm just like warring against, and I go, oh, my God, what are the Democrats going to do when they win the midterms? I mean, that's going to be a fiasco.
Well, yeah, we don't know. But the problem is they're going to win because look at what Republicans or Trump has done. Right. He has done the opposite of everything he's run on. Who's waking up right now being like, hey, going into the midterms. Right. Now, we all know people vote based off down ballot in the midterms, based off the performance of the president. And the dude's got a 30% approval rating. He's what, another foreign war, gas. We just hit record high gas prices on Monday. You know, go down the list of things that promises made, promises unkept. What independent, because I'm independent, Jesse's an independent, is walking into the midterms going, I want more of this. Nobody. So you're going to hand it over to the Democrats and most likely the most radical of the Democrats, because that's the way the pendulum works.
No, I totally
agree. That's
what
I've been saying about Republicans for this is why I've been I railed so hard on Trump as a conservative, is it's like you're destroying everything. Then don't get mad when the radical left takes over, because it's going to happen and you're the reason why.
No, I totally agree.
The Republican Party, you're the reason why they're going to win.
And then we got these weird apologists that just are super unpopular and act like we're losing when we wanted Trump to succeed. When we come back, I want to get into all the other political issues, domestic stuff, the huge Charlie Kirk developments, the shooter saying not guilty. I thought he was guilty. All of this coming up. But first, Jesse on Fire, where do people find your powerful podcasts and shows?
Jesse on Fire on YouTube and Spotify. I'm real Jesse on Fire on X, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere else. But I was just going to say, I saw Johnny Mitchell was doing something with Julian Dorey today. And the quote he had was, he's like, I voted for Trump. And I realized about 6 months in, I bought the course. Like, I'm the guy who bought the course. And I thought that was so funny.
All right, we're gonna come back on that. We got a whole other hour coming up. We're not saying bye-bye. I just want to plug you guys. Valhalla VFT, where's the best places to find you?
Valhalla Space VFT, YouTube, Spotify. It's the same way. Same name everywhere. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. If you want straight, unfiltered truth, you're getting it with us right now. The only payroll I'm on is freedom and justice and crushing tyrants. Hour number four, straight ahead. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Valhalla, VFT, and Jesse on fire. And 400-plus radio stations don't carry this little short segment. So I want to finish up on Iran, just from a military perspective, because I asked the question, we never went there. Nate Kornacki, a former Green Beret. You never talk about it, Jesse, but don't you have a military background?
I do not.
You don't? Okay. I already talked about
it. I just hang out with a bunch of these badasses.
All right. But, I mean, I'm not in the military, friends. But I'm quite the history buff. If it took 113,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima with 24,000 defending Japanese, and we lost 24,000 to 23,000 troops. Then the late, great Lady Graham, Ladybug, said, oh, we got 2,000 Marines, 10,000 airborne, we can take Kirk Island, we can take that. That sounds like a suicide mission. I know the head of the army was against it. They fired him. They told him we need hundreds of thousands of troops. I had that from high-level sources. It came out last month. That's what they told him. 1 million troops to take the country. They didn't need a national draft. Nate Kornacki is a former Green Beret who fought in these theaters. How insane, or am I wrong? Is it a cakewalk to take over Iran?
No, what you just said is exactly the estimates I've been giving since day two of the war, if this happened, which is, yeah, you're going to probably lose at minimum 100,000 and probably more than that with modern warfare. Now that we've factored in drone technology, ballistic missile technology. And no, and I want to remind people, Alex, people forget this, that we've only started an air campaign into Iran. Guess what? Afghanistan, we had the full might of the American military there for 20 years, right? Ground troops, people like me there, plus every aircraft you could possibly imagine for 20 plus years. And we replaced the Taliban with the Taliban. And that's a country geographically very much like Iran, which is important, right? Because Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires for a reason, because how many empires have tried to invade Afghanistan and have failed over the last
both countries
years?
Are built like Mordor.
Exactly. And that's a big part of it. But Afghanistan, my point with this is that's a tribal nation. Don't even have a functioning government. Never have. And we weren't, the entire might of the U.S. military was not able to topple the Taliban and install any type of actual functioning government. So now you look at Iran. And I mean, as you can see here, this is a great picture. You're not coming in from the west, from Iraq. It's not going to happen. You can't get over those mountains. Some of those mountains are too tall to even fly helicopters over there. So you have to
realistically come. Their tallest is 18,000 feet, average 5,000. Right.
So realistically, for the viewers in the context here on the east side, you have the border, which is Afghanistan. You have Herat right there, which you can see. There's this tiny valley that you can potentially bring your tanks into. The problem here is we have to retake Afghanistan. You've got to take Kandahar Air Base back, which is to the east of what we're looking at, first.
And that's shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't it shooting fish in a barrel to go into that Death Valley?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Like, what do you think? How you're not. So my point is, you're probably not even going to be able to drive, you know, because the second in a convoy, we dealt with this in Afghanistan, Iraq, you blow up a few trucks, nobody's moving forward. This moon dust, too, as well. It's not like you can off-road these vehicles through dust, right? So all they have to do is, much like Russia, you know, destroy their own infrastructure as you're trying to come in there. You're not going to drive in. So then you have to do some type of aerial insertion campaign. And what are you going to do? Dump the 82nd Airborne in there? And then what? Take some ground and then eat ballistic missiles and drone strikes? I mean, it's going to be there's nowhere to hide either. It's not the jungle. So the idea that we're just going to march in there somehow and take this, no. And not only that, even if you do, you still have the Mosaic project here with 32 different provinces, all with their own militias. It'd be like trying to invade the United States.
And they've sworn not to give up even if the mullah orders it.
Well, that's huge too, Alex. People don't understand culturally and religiously. We're not talking about Sunni Islam. We're talking about Shia Islam. Very different. They believe deeply in martyrdom because the Ayatollah is the religious leader in Shia Islam, right? He's appointed by God. It's like killing the Pope. We basically killed the Islamic Pope, and now we're like, oh, hey, no big deal. They're just going to give up. No, of course not. Like, that's not how any of this works. So now you have a martyr system going on, and they're never, ever going to give up. They're going to fight to the death. And so, yeah, if you want to just take, let's say you want to take Tehran, you're going to spend hundreds of thousands of American
lives. Well, let's finish up. Back in 60, but recap that, Vol of EFT, Nate Kornacki, and then let's get Jesse on Fire's Take, and then I'll shift gears into the domestic issues. But this is so important because Trump is trying to pull out, but Iran holds the cards and won't. So he's getting ready. He's been shopping.
What makes a man a man? Testosterone. And today's men have 25% less of it than their fathers did. Does that make me 25% less of a man? Don't answer that. Answer this instead. FreedomRxHealth.com gets you evaluated by a licensed provider, real labs, and compounded testosterone built for you. More energy, more drive, more stamina, if you catch our meaning. Low testosterone after 35 is common and treatable. FreedomRx.com. Get your labs, get it back. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Anybody saying we have boring news days is insane. There are no more boring news days, boys and girls.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So if Iran didn't control the Strait of Hormuz for 30% of oil and a bunch of rare earth minerals and helium and everything else that's used for microchips and fertilizer came through, you could just wall it off and starve them to death like we did Iraq. But we funded them with the equivalent of like $300 billion a day, something like $40 billion back then in the 80s, the Iran-Iraq war. Over a million Iranians died. Some estimates are like 3 million. They kept it secret. 500,000 Iraqis with all of our satellites, our chemical weapons. We always hear Saddam gas Kurds. Yeah, we gave them the weapons, and they won. And now they've just gotten stronger and stronger. So we took out their 85, 90-year-old leadership and put the guys that were 18, 25 years old, battlefield commanders who've been through all these wars in charge. And Israel knew that. They said they wanted a quagmire, which shows the existential chutzpah of Israel with their NDAA, their attempt to take over the military and the Pentagon. You know, I was sitting there in that debate that finally aired last week with the neocons, and I'm like, Section 219 says fuse, integrate, live time, from research at DARPA right down to battlefield, satellite telemetry. There's a special officer that can only report to the President and Congress once a year, is above all the other people, basically co-equal to the Secretary of Defense. And they just said, that's not true. That's not real. And that's all they can say. So I want to finish up with Israel, finish up with the ground invasion of Iran. Nate Kornacki was a Green Beret, served a bunch over there. Jesse on Fire has made all the predictions that have come true. Putting bookends on this, Nate, finishing up, kind of recapping. Some stations didn't carry that last five. On the danger is Trump at 80, with clearly, I think, some frontal lobe dementia behavior, bad decisions. He's a different guy now. He has strongly been trying to float. I've confirmed this from my sources, but it's also been in the news, that he wants a ground invasion. That's why he kicked out the real reason, the head of the Secretary of the Army, the head of the Army, all these people saying, sir, we need hundreds of thousands of troops to take over the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, it's hundreds of square miles, multi-thousand foot sheer walls, 5,000, 6,000 foot mountains, pillbox full of artillery and low-tech stuff they haven't even used yet. Once you get in close, people that don't know warfare, now you're up against hundreds of thousands of troops with shoulder-fired rockets, RPGs, artillery, similar to what North Korea has aimed at Seoul. And, I mean, you couldn't come up, from my own military research, historically, a worse scenario in the Strait of Hormuz. Then you've got the whole coastline to deal with. I mean, we're talking about, to use a Star Trek analogy, the Koryachi Maru here, a basically impossible situation, only for the estimates I've seen, 100 or more high-powered hydrogen bombs. If we did kill, basically blow up every city, putting multiple nukes in to destroy everything below ground, yes, if we exterminate the Iranians and basically kill 90% of them, we can win this. But then you have the geopolitical, we're the Hitler 2.0, radiation clouds, Pakistan says they'll hit Israel immediately, North Korea says they will. So, this is a no-win situation. Go ahead.
That's an unacceptable option, for the record, on my view. Yeah. Like, I will never sign off on us dropping thermonuclear weapons on civilians ever.
That's because you're an Iranian agent.
Yes, that's right. I know that about Jesse. Let me finish up my point here. I was talking about why the ground invasion won't work, and the fact we left Afghanistan, Bagram, Kandahar Air Base, not having these are huge things. And only that, the reason, if you want to launch a ground invasion now, the way we look at it, where are you launching it from? Because all of our bases are destroyed. I don't know if you saw this, Alex. 4 hours ago, Iran is now attacking military bases. They destroyed 8 U.S. F-15s and an A-10 on a Jordan airfield today, 4 hours ago. So now they're swacking our military bases left, right, and center all through the Gulf. So where are you even going to launch the ground invasion from? All of our bases are destroyed. And here's another thing, what I think they're going to try to do, if he does put boots on the ground, what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to take ground near Karg Island and on the Strait of Hormuz through that coastline to try to bring in things like HIMARS and ATACMS to maybe, target and knock down Iranian drone and ballistic missile capabilities that are engaging in the Strait of Hormuz. Well, okay, let's say you do that. Alex, let's say that's successful. You completely open the Strait of Hormuz because you've got, two aircraft carriers there. You've got ground troops there now. You've got all of our stuff there. How much is that costing? You can't leave now. The second you leave, they just reclose the Strait. So now we got to spend billions and billions of dollars a day to keep the Strait open forever in perpetuity.
Well, let me give a quick analogy. It took Navy SEALs 4 months to remove mines that took the Iranians less than a day. They're willing to commit suicide. So they've got their low-tech weapons we haven't even gotten in range of, 18-mile Strait. They can use artillery and low-tech missiles. Even if they can roll out artillery from a cave, shoot a ship, roll it back, the guys run, we blow up the artillery, and that same crew has 10 more pieces, just that team. So even if you have to physically take the whole Strait and all the mountains and all of the suicide teams that are burrowed in worse than Japanese soldiers, still there 27 years after the war fighting us, you've got to take all that out you can open it for a little while until they roll out the next attack.
Yeah, and think about this. What level of threat needs to be there to keep tankers from going through the Strait? You don't need a strong military. You just need enough of a threat that the people are, they're not going to take the risk of driving through there.
Well, the insurance all you need, to Jesse's point, is enough risk that insurance companies continue to not being willing to insure those tankers. That's a big of the issue right now, is the insurance companies said, no, we're not insuring you. And so now they literally are not, these businesses are literally like, we're not going to send our, however much money these tankers cost to build. I imagine it's got to be close to like $1 billion for these things. They're not going to send that through just to get hit by a drone. So, even if you're able to open it, you got to keep it open and you got to use the entire might of the American military to keep the Strait open forever. Like, I think to your point, the only way you do this is you kill everybody. And if we do that, when good luck to our country on the world stage after that.
Even if Pakistan doesn't nuke like they say they will. And then that's why the only option is to declare victory and leave. Trump's got to know the deeper he gets into this, it's the worse.
Yeah, that's my point. I don't know. Even with final, let's say ground invasion. Let's say you take Tehran Alex, you do it conventionally. You gave up 100,000 lives. You took Tehran. Now what? Now you're fighting an unconventional war against 31 different provinces, just like Afghanistan.
And let's be clear, just as we take over the command bases, can you imagine the insurgency in Tehran, what that's going to be like?
This is my point. This is exactly my point. That's it's the Fallujah 2.0, Ramadi 2.0. Just because you make it there doesn't mean all of a sudden you control anything. We've failed. The nation building side of things, which we'd have to do, we failed at that 100% of the time. 100% of the time we failed. And you think you're going to do it here? It's crazy.
And Nate, you made the prediction. And I agree with you. I think Trump just keeps it going. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like the biggest takeaway of this entire conflict is that the entire United States empire can be brought to its knees if you can keep ships from going through a small strait of water. What do you do with that going forward?
Let me back up what Nate was saying. The Houthis have now taken over a major port and have gone on the offense. Yemen's Houthi Sea Strategic Red Sea port. They're sinking ships. The Iranians are.
Yeah.
And then Trump says, he literally have a clip I played earlier in the show. Oh, vote for us. We'll open the strait who they closed. Putting bookends on this. The key would be supporting opposition Israel, Trump turning against Netanyahu, supporting his arrest. But I don't see that happening because they got him by the short hairs with whatever the blackmail is with Howard Lutnick. But instead of doing all this militarily, wouldn't the easiest thing would be to have the U.S. turn against the current regime in Israel, not against, you know, Israel, or they pull all their tricks out and God knows. And I think Israel staged a false flag to keep us in this. I mean, this just goes from bad to worse. Israel's trying to commit us to a no-win war, to go nuclear. They believe a new world war will set them back on top. They've said that. And so I go back in closing and moving into domestic issues because we're running out of time. I hear what you guys have to say. You're experts, obviously, on the ongoing cover-up of Charlie Kirk's assassination, the huge developments there. Obviously, it's Israel. That would be the easiest lever, but how could that be done?
I mean, you can't be done with the current president. That's very clear. We can't even get them to stop bombing Lebanon, Alex. You think like that, just that, to Jesse's point earlier, like, hey, the fact we can't even leash you at all, even though we pay for your military and we pay for all the munitions, not even we can't even get that much across the goal line with them. It's going to take new leadership and it's going to take some brave leadership. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't want to be the president that walks forward and goes, you know what? We're cutting off our relationship with Israel, because the last one that did that got shot in the face.
Kennedy. So,
yeah, it's going to be scary, but I think it's got to happen. Also, I want to make everybody understand this. We, the Christian evangelicals here in America, look at Israel as our greatest ally. They don't look at us that way. Israel looks at us as a pig to bleed dry. And once it's dry and they're the hegemonic superpower of the region, they don't care about us. They're fine partnering with China.
Nate, it's worse than that. The majority of their leadership calls us the Rome and has this 2,000-year beef over the temple.
Yeah, they
hate
us.
So they actually have a hard on
for us. They literally hate us.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate us. And so that's what's so crazy to me is it's like we're supplying this country that's got us in another foreign entanglement, that's destroyed the economy for Americans. And again, from a country that hates our guts. I don't understand it, but props to them for their ability to, you know, control our government and get these things across the goal line. So they've done a great job with that, I'll tell you that, under the Trump administration.
And they know, though, that in the future they won't have that power. That's why they're going for broke. But we knew they wanted to hit Turkey, and we knew they wanted to hit Egypt. In their policy reports, I was shocked when Netanyahu came out 5 weeks ago and said, no, our next war is with Turkey. This is a big chutzpah. I mean, that's some big balls.
So I called that 7 months ago, Alex. I said, the second, you go back to my content, the second I heard, the first time I heard Donald Trump float, we need to leave NATO, immediately in my mind, it went, okay, they need us to leave at NATO so that way Turkey, we can attack Turkey. Because we can't attack Turkey.
I saw you say it.
I could verify he said that to me.
Seven months ago, I was talking about that. So, and that's my fear. I'm not a fan of NATO at all. I don't even want us to be a part of NATO. But if that's the gatekeep right now to keep us from doing another. And also, it's just crazy because, like, Turkey, we can't win a war with Iran or Afghanistan. You think you're going to go take on Turkey, the strongest military in all of Eurasia that has F-35s?
It's delusional. It's delusional. It's total.
100%.
But why would you admit they're the next enemy?
I don't know, but I mean, they're pushing it, right? They just bombed the Syrian airfields acting like they were bombing Turkey and then talked about how they attacked Turkish aircraft. And then they're signaling and posturing that that's what they're going to do. And obviously Israel can't fight Turkey on their own. So they need Big Brother to do it. So I think that's my worry, is that in the next 5 years, if we don't get some types of shift, that's the next goal line they're going to cross.
Right? Jesse, you've been stabilized. Final comments on this geopolitical issue. We haven't talked about Russia. 2 minutes for me to you on Russia, and then we'll get into Charlie Kirk. I mean, we're that's even more dangerous, and that's over there. And that's kind of linked up with this war.
This stuff is all outside of my expertise. I just, like, where I come in and feel confident enough to talk about is just when I can see the situation that we're in currently, and I can see that when we discuss ending it, it requires these guys to do X, and then they just directly defy us, and it seems like we can't rein them in. Outside of that, I can't understand how there would ever be an incentive for them to attack Turkey and for us to be behind that. So I'm in that category, still at the point where I'm just listening to people talk and trying to evaluate what's what. I don't have anything valuable to add to it except that it's very concerning.
So
it's part of their prop. We'll end that, and then we'll go to Russia. It's part of their prophecy, right? The Israelis believe that the entire world will turn on them, and they will. That it's literally like what they want to have happen to fulfill the prophecy. So it doesn't need to make sense when religiously that's what they believe they have to do. So that's another thing.
So is there any way to defuse it? Is there some magic button?
Yeah, sure. Cut off all military funding from Israel. You don't get another dime unless you do exactly what we tell you to do. We leash you. We decide what you're going to do. You don't get a bomb Lebanon. You don't get a bomb Gaza. You don't get a bomb West Bank. You don't get to take the Golan Heights. You don't get to have the Greater Israel Project. We decide. It's like being a dad. It's like being a dad. That's our won't behave. And we just keep giving it down and go, all right, you've been a bad boy, so now you don't get any more money until you're a good boy.
And because back to your point you made.
For everything for them.
Your point 5 minutes ago, though. They won't stop bombing Lebanon and ethnically cleansing the Christians and not just what's left in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. The three times Trump has put out Truth Social, stop it now. I order you to stop bombing Lebanon. They launch a bigger record attack within hours. So they don't even wait a week or two. It's like, and Netanyahu says, you don't tell me what to do. Then he brags, AIPAC controls your Congress for it. And I guess that's why you have the word chutzpah.
They gloated after they got Thomas Massie out. They literally put it on X. They're like, this is what happens. And you're like, wow, that's brazen.
Yeah, it's just, for me, who acts like that, Alex? Well, somebody that has a ton of leverage over whoever's in control of this country. I don't know what that leverage is. Is it a threat? Is it blackmail? I don't know, but it's something. There's no, that's not normal.
I think it's called Epstein.
Right?
I think it's called Epstein.
Yeah.
All right. Let's shift gears out of that. It was Epstein a year and a half ago, 4 months in administration. Elon leaves. He says Trump is in there. We know they're covering up. 3 million plus files haven't been released. The stuff that was released is totally devastating. We should go back over it routinely. People have kind of moved on from that, which they're hoping, but still it's going to be brought up with the Democrats when they win the House, bare minimum. And then the biggest thing was then the Charlie Kirk thing. None of it adds up. I don't say I know what happened. And I get in fights with people that, you know, have official story, people that have their own theories. This is, I'm trying to figure out what's happened. But now the huge developments with Tyler Robinson, as both of you predicted, and I was watching your show just last night for like a day before when you're like, oh, look, he says not guilty. I've talked to the family. They're scared. I've said that. I've played a clip. You know, none of it, I go through all this stuff that doesn't add up. But now watching them all walk it back saying, we never said he was guilty. I mean, this thing has completely unraveled and is a disaster. Let's get into this now.
Yeah, Jesse, you want to go first?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, what the thing about the family is that TPUSA even now acknowledged that he did not, in fact, confess to his family.
Yeah.
And they tried to say, they're like, well, we never said that he confessed to his family. You know, people found clips. They definitely said it. And in this regard, it's kind of like, I mean, if the guy never confessed to his family, then where did that story come from? Why did all the media run with it? And what, it's just another huge thing to add on to what seems to be this gigantic, coordinated effort to make sure that this one guy goes down for this. And, And I mean, let's talk about this. But after this, I want to talk about this new clip that that we found and I showed it. I've showed it to about six different people, all experts who have all said the same thing. And it's going to be a very interesting conversation. That's
did you send it to the crew?
I did, but you can't show it on the channel. But I will.
I'll send.
It's actually the most recent thing that I shared on X, so they can go look at it.
Well, but I can't show. We showed him getting a shot in the neck and blood spraying everywhere. What is it like?
Well, if you can show that. So, Alex, what it is? You know the there's the famous video clip. I've covered it a ton of where they're working on Charlie and the hands are coming up. And you're not seeing blood. It's a new angle of civilian in the crowd from up higher that can pretty much see everything. You can see Charlie. HD. You can see everything.
Hey guys, do you have the clip? Because we play everything here.
It's a huge deal of a clip. It's the first time.
If you're good, I'll just.
Well, I love you guys, but next time you come on, you got to say, "Hey, here's the agenda." I'm like, "What do you guys want to hit first?" You should have told.
I told Daria.
Okay, I know, but
basically, like, what is shown in it is it's the security picking him up and then carrying him from the position that he was in, and so. And it's very, very clear. It's the most recent thing that I shared on X. And when you look at it and you're trying to evaluate, one of the things that there seems to be is a very big disparity between what expert military operators have told me is the expected amount of blood that would be on the people who are working on them, on their hands, on the ground, on their shoes, on their clothes. There seemed to be like an overwhelming lack of that. So in the clip, you can see him getting picked up and you can see very clearly how much blood
everybody,
there is everywhere. Yeah. And I showed it to, and Nate has seen it too, but I just want to share what just came out of this conversation I had literally right before we hopped on. It was someone with an enormous amount of trauma experience overseas. And I showed it to him and I said, is it possible, you know, there seems to be no blood dripping onto the concrete as they're carrying him over. Is that possible? He said, it's only possible if he has already bled out. And I was like, and if he's already bled out, then you would expect to see it on their shoes. He's like, correct. So I showed him a picture of their shoes past where that is in the footage. There's absolutely no visible blood on their shoes. And he's like, can you see the bottom of their shoes? And I'm like, nope. And then it hit me and I'd never thought of this before. I'm like, wait a minute. They were on their knees. He's like, right. I'm like, So if he was bled out on their knees, there would be blood all over their pants. Right. And he's like, correct. So we looked at it. None. So I'm like, so these two things shouldn't be able to happen at once, right? Either he would still be bleeding all over the concrete everywhere, or there would be blood all over their pants. He's like, right. So if there's neither, then there needs to be some kind of other explanation for why.
Well, you guys are too polite. I know you told my producers that they didn't really get to me on this. And I know you're on YouTube. They don't allow it. So if you need to kill your feet or black it out when we do this, when we come back, we're going to do this, but. And gosh, I wish we could do a whole hour on this. You got to come back tomorrow if you have to. But the point is, at least we got 30 minutes. We got a break. And we got to unpack.
It's a huge deal what you're going to see. Huge deal what you're going to watch.
Wow.
Sorry.
So
I'll tell my live viewers, just head over to Alex's X because I'm going to kill this.
I'll break it all down from a trauma medicine and an anatomical perspective of why this is. It looks really, really bad. Really bad.
All right. Well, then let's table this till we go to break in 2 minutes. But let's go back just to. He's not guilty. And again, I'm talking to the family. They're like, we're threatened. We're scared. Can I say that? Well, no. You know, and then I've played a clip of them saying some of it. I mean, I've talked to these people. And I would get mad at not at Candace and others, but they kind of focus on other stuff instead of like, I'm talking to the family. So are reporters. They say none of this is true. 98% is a lie. He didn't confess. He didn't do it. And now he said not guilty. And they're saying, oh, we never said that. And I saw Nate, you played clips yesterday or maybe the day before. I saw the clip yesterday. Them saying that no, he confessed. Now they're saying we never said he confessed. So they've got egg on their face to infinity.
But Alex, here's the thing. None of this is new. Alex, I was on, do you remember this? I was on your show. Remember we were debating this 6 months ago when they were saying, no, the family, he confessed to the family. He confessed to the family. And what did I say on your show? I said, no, he didn't. They had a family friend who recognized Tyler because he was his Boy Scout troop leader or youth group troop leader that supposedly recognized him, contacted the family, went over there and convinced Tyler to turn himself in so the SWAT team didn't come shoot him in the face. I said that on your show, what, 6 months ago?
Longer.
This isn't new, Alex, right? Like we've just, These people have just been lying through their mouths the entire time about this. And now that the court proceedings are happening, they have to then go, oh,
and that's why they came out
on it on your show 6 months ago.
Alex. And that's why a few months ago they go, oh, we've seen the HD. He pulls the trigger. We see his face. It's a little bitty tiny guy. Doesn't even look like him. Unfolds a rifle. Yeah. Officially, we, you know, period.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna take a look at this next clip, and you're gonna go, oh, not good.
Well, I'm not a Green Beret, but I've done a lot of hunting, and I can tell you can shoot a deer, a hog, an elk, and you move it 30 minutes later, there's blood pouring out of the holes. 2 minutes later, there's blood all over the place, and you're helping somebody. You're in pools of blood. You got blood on you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do, they want to silence you. Is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode my whole life?
All right, well, Jesse on Fire and Valhalla BFT kind of, Jesse sprung this on me. This has been out for a day or so. They've scanned it. They've run it through other groups. It's not AI. And this is somebody in the crowd got this. But they've been heavily suppressing this video. And I've seen it now. And we're about to go to this. But again, we're talking like a minute after Kirk is shot. You're about to see the video. They're picking him up. And you see a little bit of blood on his arm, a little bit of blood, you know, that's kind of smeared on there. But you don't see them picking him up and more blood coming out. Even if he's already dead, a lot of blood continues to come out. Whether you I've shot buffalo, I've shot zebras, I've shot hundreds of things. And, you know, even if you leave him there 20 minutes where you haul him up and butcher him, there's blood coming out. You put him in the back of a trailer and just drive, you know, 10 minutes to butcher them. Even if you put them in 20 minutes later, there's a pool of blood. But if he's shot and they're all over him, where's the blood on their knees? Where's the blood? So Matt Kornacki, a former Green Beret, Valhalla VFT, you've got a lot of experience with this. I've talked to a lot of other veterans, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force, you name it. Most of them don't want to go on the air. In fact, I was even one a few months ago. I'm like, I talked to this guy and all these guys agree. They think it was fake and he's not even dead. They think it was like a squib or something like they do in, Hollywood when they pull the trigger. It sends a radio signal and something explodes, fake blood. You got the blood and then it all stops. And I'm not saying that people, oh God, how dare you say he didn't die? No. Like 4 or 5 days into this, I'm sitting there with the phones ringing, Delta Force, Army, Green Beret, Navy SEAL. I'm sitting there working out with Navy SEALs. Yeah, all my buddies pretty much do the same thing, but don't quote me. I don't speak for the community. You know, that thing, which is fine. But my issue is that we don't know. I'm like Sherlock Holmes. I don't know. I'm saying he's still alive, but a 30-odd six goes through your throat. He isn't building, putting a gun together and putting telescopic scopes on that hit paper. The guy coming through there, confirmed video, isn't the same guy. He's 50 pounds bigger and jacked. On and on and on. So I'm going to give you guys the floor and shut up for the balance of the time. You direct us here, Jesse on Fire, and we'll go to this footage that I want to say is exclusive, but I'm not under a rock and I didn't see this and I'm learning it's being suppressed everywhere. Somebody doesn't want us to see this, so go ahead, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think the way I wanted to start this segment off is like, I don't have any idea what happened in any kind of finality. I've hypothesized about a bunch of different things.
I want to be clear. Hold on. I'm not pussing out. I'll always say what I think. This thing gives me, I can usually, I want to know.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm with you, Alex.
Yeah. My first 4 or 5 months after this happened, I was exclusively focused on the leftists and the people who had foreknowledge and looking into them. And I wasn't even watching any of the other stuff, really.
Because they celebrated it. And I want to blame the left. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. They're poison, those people. And that is exclusively where I was looking. And I didn't look at, it never made sense, any of the other stuff. And from my perspective, the idea that TPUSA would have ever been involved in planning or doing anything to Charlie is 100% impossible. I won't entertain it. It's not possible. And so when people started putting things out that, might have indicated some suspicious behavior, I'm like, listen, dude, if that is what this is, then that must mean that this is something else. And I, from the beginning to right this second, trust Charlie's intentions and his heart to the point where in the event that something else is going on, there is a much bigger reason that it is necessary that we public not privy to. I trust his motives. I trust the people around him motives in the event that that is what has happened, which I have no idea if it is. But in this case,
I'm going to write myself in. I was told by a high level famous TV host that hosted 60 Minutes and then by General Flynn, and he didn't want to get into it. He was on the list, didn't want to say it. Trump has his bounty up to $1 billion, his family $100 million. And they were like, wow, you've really reached a high level. You're with his family at the same level. And I said this over a year ago. It later came out. Now, they haven't given the green light because the cartels are scared to do it. But the point is, imagine Charlie, if I got a $100 million bounty, imagine what his bounty was. We don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
That's like exactly what I said in my video. That's exactly what I said. I was like, you got like people think that what, because they're like, I don't know if, you know, like Charlie's a better person than this. He wouldn't betray people. I'm like, you guys have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. You think that there are no threats that a person cannot, like where people are going to go, look, we can't protect you, man. Like you cannot be protected. And here are your options. One of which ensures you can raise your children. And also, and maybe there's some other stuff. We just have no idea. All I know is I'm not accusing Charlie of any kind of nefarious or devious action in any capacity
even
whatsoever.
Even if he staged his death, we understand. I totally agree. And I'm not saying that would happen, but, well, let's bring in Cornock here briefly. What does add up? Because, I mean, I want the answer here.
Well, I mean, my theory is well documented on your show, right? we've had this discussion so many times. I'm like Alex from the very beginning. Alex, how many times have been on your show saying, I don't know what happened. I don't have a good explanation, but you've got to explain to me, the prosecution, how a 30-06 was used from just over 100 yards, left no exit wound, supposedly only moved 4 inches in his body after it hit his frail neck bone. And you haven't even shown me a single photo or video of this suspect with a rifle, any rifle.
Yeah.
You haven't even, you have to show me something that makes your story make sense. If your story is a 1 in 100,000 statistical improbability with a 30-06 shot, not leaving an exit wound. Okay. That's fine. Show me real evidence that that's what happened. And I will go, wow, what a powerball shot that this was, but they can't do anything like that. And then they add in 1,000 other weird, bizarre things to this. George Zinn pulling his pants down, cheering. You've got the curly head dude turning around, looking at the shooter. You've got a dozen people on X before the assassination talking about how they know it's coming. You've got people making songs about Charlie Kirk dead at 31 a month before this happened. So there's so many anomalies to this that at some point, and the shot here, Alex, I've watched this in slow frame even up until today. I just watched it back yesterday, watching the shirt movement and all these different things. And I still see things that don't make sense for a gunshot. So, and this is a year later, no matter how many times I look at this, it's bizarre. So the fact that there's so many people out there like, yep, it was Tyler Robinson, 30-odd, it's even more suspicious to me that there's those people doing that. Because nobody in good faith can look at this case and be like,
dating is it? And I got mad at, I'm not even Candace. She talked about it some, like, I'm talking to the family. They're scared. They say 98% is not true. We can't talk to you, but he didn't confess. It's a lie. We air even a tape that one of the reporters got. And then everybody ignores the real meat and potatoes. Patel ordering a stand down of foreign involvement or domestic. This is insane. And so what's going to happen? And I want to get to the video. What from both of you, first Jesse and then Cornacchia, what's going to happen as the trial continues and it all falls apart? Because clearly I think he was involved as a patsy. He looks like MK Ultra 101 here, clearly involved at some level, but this is unraveling.
Well, let me just say this. If you think 11 out of 12 jurors just voted not guilty in the Lindsey Clancy trial, and you think you're going to get 12 jurors to vote guilty on this trial with 1,000 times less evidence than that trial? Good luck. I mean, you better pray to God and you're in Mormon, Utah, and you get 12 hardcore religious fanatics in there who want to see him put to death no matter what, because unless you got some bombshells from the evidence we've seen, if you're going to try to tell me there's no reasonable doubt, then you're not being intellectually honest with us.
Absolutely. I mean,
I'll just say like it, you know, like I'm not 100% convinced of anything at all. If Tyler Robinson did do this, if Tyler Robinson knew about it and someone that he knew did it, like they can bury him under the jail for all I'm concerned.
Me too. And said, I agree. We're not Tyler Robinson apologists.
No, not at all.
You know what like, I mean? Me and Jesse aren't free Tyler guys. We just want the truth. All.
I saw somebody who was talking about making free Tyler shirts, and I was like, dude, that's not a good idea at all. Like, to just make my position to be crystal clear on that. It's like, I'm not trying to get him acquitted. I'm not trying to do anything like that. And as a matter of fact, every time I've ever talked about this, I've stated open. I'm like, if there's anybody, if this is an op and there are people who do not want me to talk about this, all they have to do is literally just shoot me an email. I'll never talk about it ever again. I'm on their side. The only reason I started talking about it is when I saw an overwhelming avalanche of people who were like, they killed him. And I'm like,
plus,
okay, maybe
no
I should
one's
actually
buying
look at what
it. So,
about.
Look, I used to talk to Team USA at the highest levels all the time. They call me all the time. And I guess they're trying to influence me. And I told them like 6 months ago, I said, you guys, your official story doesn't add up. They admitted Patel says we won't look at the people that said he'll be dead tomorrow because he can't convict them. I said, I'm done. They've called me before. I said, I'm not talking to you anymore. I told you, I know a lot of you guys, not best buddies, but I'm at dinner and know them. I said, I can't believe there's a conspiracy this big you're involved in. That's not how this normally works. But I said, regardless of my last conversation with the other, I said, you've now attached yourself to the cover up. So I said, this is our last conversation. And they tried to talk to me since because I won't be involved in that because I didn't know, you know, I was trying to investigate both sides the first 6 months or so. But now this is a fiasco. So let's describe this video. It's been out for a day, but it's nowhere. They're blocking it everywhere. It's been looked at. It's not AI. And it matches all the other videos. And they pick him up. He's got some blood on him. Both of you describe this and then why it's so, I mean, people are going to get it, but why it's so important. And again, I know a lot of you think hunting is bad or have never experienced it or whatever. Just, I'm telling you right now, if you shot a deer or a hog or a goat or anything else and you tried to pick it up 5 minutes later, there's pools of blood, blood still coming out in gouts. You leave it laying for 30 minutes, there's still a pool of blood, it's still more is going to come out. So what I see here is not indicative of somebody with a real gunshot wound. I'm not saying it didn't happen, I'm just saying, never seen anything like this. Give us your description, Nate, you're a combat veteran, a lot of tours, and I know you talk to your community, or they, what do they say this is?
And just real quick, I was just going to say, I reshared someone else's post. I can't validate it being 100% authentic. I just reshared it, and it matched what I had seen previously.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. We looked at versions of it ourselves. Nowhere is it saying AI. They immediately flag it as AI when it's there. So,
yeah.
But
yeah,
maybe it is AI.
It matches. It's a candid angle, and it's the exact same footage you're seeing, just from a different candid angle.
Well, and let's be clear. None of the other footage shows blood. So, yeah.
Well, there is some blood, right? And you're going to see that. The problem is there's not enough blood for an arterial wound in one of the biggest arteries in the human body. Okay. So.
Yeah. When we see blood, what I'm saying is we see some smearing. I mean, quite frankly, right. I was in a parking lot at a grocery store 2 weeks ago. This woman had a baby. It was a big German. It was like a king shepherd. I go, God, that's a big dog. It was only 6 months old. It jumped on me and clawed me, being friendly, and I had more blood, I mean, blood a lot, than this. So from your combat experience, what does this look like?
So that's, me and Jesse were talking about that yesterday. I mean, we've seen more blood from a face laceration in, you know, a fight training, right? Like, you're going to see more blood than we saw here. So, and again, yes, I've treated real-world gunshot wounds in combat, okay? I've got awards showing that. Jesse's seen them, so I'm very familiar with this. I tell people all the time, when it comes to GSW's gunshot wounds, it's way more blood than Hollywood portrays it as. And that, we're not even talking about arterial wound, right? You get a shot through the bicep. Now you're talking, we see the initial shot. You see that massive initial gust outpouring of blood, but apparently there's nothing after that. Now, there's some very important things here. I talked about this in the failures of the security detail team first week. I think I probably talked about it on your show, Alex. No blood on their hands. Brian Harpool's hands in this clip, I've said from the very beginning, he claimed on Sean Ryan's show, he was the one who was the first one to Charlie. He had his hands buried in Charlie, clamping off the artery. They were passing him gauze. Okay, look at both his hands when he stands up in this video. He needs to explain this. How did you have your hands in an arterial wound and there's no blood on your hands? And to my point, I've got pants, right? Patagonia combat pants that are still stained in blood, right? You can't get it out. It's everywhere. And we're talking about this giant arterial gunshot wound to the neck and just the tiniest bit of blood. I'm sorry, it's not a thing. So maybe it is, but someone's got to explain to me why there's hardly any blood after a gunshot, a 30-06 gunshot wound that should have blown his head off, to the neck.
So bottom aorta, gallons of blood comes out.
A carotid artery shot. Yeah, it's one, because it's one of the highest pressurized arteries in the human body because it's pumping to your brain, right? This is the most important thing in the body. So it's got the most blood being pumped to it on a regular basis. So yeah, when you decompressize that, blood is going to, and for one, the blood doesn't even look right. Okay. It's this weird thick blood pouring out when typically you'd expect an arterial wound, blood atomization, which is going to be a pink, frothy, misty blood, which we don't see there either.
Heavily oxygenated.
Yeah, there's all these anatomical things that don't make sense from this either. And so, again, I would love somebody to explain it to me, but this footage is not great when you're looking at it from a real-world perspective.
Well, let's continue to analyze it. Here is the footage they don't want you to see. And we've slowed this down. And Nate, how many minutes is this into him being shot? Like a minute or two?
No, this is about 18 seconds. This is very fast. Maybe 30 seconds that they get to him and pick him up.
That was another thing.
Stop here. Can you scroll back?
And pause, guys. Back it up 5 seconds. Back it up.
This is very, very important. Okay. I want to show you this. If you back up just to where just a couple frames back when they go to lift him. Okay. So right here. Okay. One, there's Brian Harpool here on the left, right? Look at his hands. You can see both his hands, his forearms, his wrists. You're telling me he had his hands buried in an artery wound and there's no blood on him at all? Okay, that's bizarre. We do have some blood on Charlie that you can see here. But you know what I noticed right here, Alex? Nobody's got their hands clamping that artery closed. Even if Charlie didn't get, let's say he didn't get shot in the spine and this was a pass-through, he would have bled out and died. There's no trauma medicine being applied here at all. And as you watch this, as they pick him up and move, nobody's maintaining pressure on this wound. So they would have let him die even if he could have been saved. See this? They get up underneath his arms. No one is holding pressure on that gunshot wound to the neck.
Here's one other thing, too. This is what I was going to say.
Failures. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say that one thing that was brought to my attention today was that if he is not bleeding right there where you would see it on the cement, then that would mean he had bled out on the grass, which would mean that their pants would be absolutely covered in blood, and there is none.
And by the way, great point. I was begging the question when I said this is a few minutes in. I knew it was like 20 seconds in or less. That to me, and I know how conspiracies work generally, of Kennedy assassination, I got the deathbed confession, E. Howard Hunt, all of it. It's very compartmentalized normally. You don't have 12 colonels at Huachuca the day before planning it. You have very small, limited teams, very limited even who's given the orders. I'm even told who's given the orders is literally like...
One person. You'd have a cutout, Alex. You'd have one person who would facilitate from who wants this person dead to the patsy. One cutout, not 12.
That standard thing you would know. So, because the Army does that business, people that don't know more than the SEALs or anybody else, the Army's actually the assassins. So, looking at this... We know that we're being given a lie, and we know it's not true. And so now we see this happening. I mean, the only extrapolation out here is that, I have to say he's still alive. I mean, to me, this looks like some kind of stunt event, Hollywood production. I'm not saying that's what happened, but when you look at this, what else fits into it? Because for people that don't know, you hit somebody in the carotid artery with, you know, a cut from a knife, a .22 caliber, whatever. There's blood spraying for minutes before the person dies. Even if you completely sever it, they'll pass out. It's still, I mean, again, I've shot one case, the head's mounted out there, a zebra, hit it in the neck, and it took us a minute and a half to get to it 400 yards away, and it was still spraying blood when we got there, and I felt bad for it and shot it in the head. And so my point is.
Well, also, let me make something clear. Apparently the security detail, I'm assuming they're good. They're trained. Nobody knows basics in trauma medicine. To my point here, arterial wound, which I've worked on before. You get your hands in there. You sweep the blood away as fast as you can. You find the laceration. You get your thumbs at least on it and you're going to mash that thing and you are going to hold it. Someone might help you facilitate some gauze. You are going to keep pressure on that arterial wound. You're not going to take your thumbs off of that until you pass that off to a surgeon or a paramedic.
So you might wait an hour till a helicopter gets there. I mean, you're doing this.
1,000%. I'm keeping that casualty. Because Alex, we're not in a combat zone, right? I'm not like, yes, it's active shooter, But apparently nobody was concerned with that because one gunshot went off and nobody pulled their guns out. Nobody was concerned. But we're not talking about a in the middle of a gunfight where I need to move him around the corner to safety so I can potentially work on him and care under fire. We're in a civilian area. So there's no rush to get him to the hospital. The most important thing is to stop the bleeding, to stop that artery.
You would stabilize him on the spot.
Yes, because in an arterial wound like a carotid or a femoral, he's dead in 120 to 180 seconds. So what good is going to the hospital? Nothing. He's going to be dead before he gets there. So, yes, you're going to stabilize him there on the position. You're going to have someone like me who's going to get in there. I'm going to have my thumbs literally clamping that closed, and I'm just going to sit there, and I'm not going to let any more blood pump out.
Because you've got to come back.
Paramedics get there.
This is so important.
But they didn't do that.
He's going to go mega
wobbling around, and blood would just be pouring out of his neck. He would have been dead by the time they probably 30 seconds into the car ride. So,
yeah, and I'm the guy saying, and you agree, that I'm a bunch of people in a conspiracy, but the way, like it was a football play, they all run around instantly in seconds, do this, drag him off as quickly as possible, but then do all the wrong things. This is suspicious as hell. You guys got to come back probably even tomorrow or on your own shows. This is going to be mega viral because it is a major break here to see this. There is not a lot of blood. There's no blood pouring out. There's some smears on his body. But we only got like 3 minutes left. Nick Carnacchia and then Jesse on Fire. Closing comments about gut level. What do you think's happening?
I don't know, man. I've talked about this ad nauseum. All I know is, that this, you know, I don't know anything about trauma medicine, and anything that I have kind of compiled as a hypothesis is based on expertise that other people, you know, put out, that I just kind of went, all right, maybe this fits this. And like, I mean, honestly, in all honesty, even there are the kinds of theories that I've heard for what happened that day, from like drones to like things that were strapped to them and all these things, they're so high tech. And I mean, even if it was not a gunshot, there, like, I have no idea. I mean, everybody knows what I think, dude. I mean, or at least
we just
what
know
I've
the official story
about.
Isn't real. Nate Carnacchia of all of EFT.
I'm right where I was on day three when I was on your show, Alex. I don't know. There's so many anomalies to this. The gunshot doesn't make sense. The behavior of the security detail during trauma medicine doesn't make sense.
The weird hand signals, the weird hand signals.
There's a thousand things that don't make sense. So for me, I'm going to say the same thing I've said from the very beginning. I want somebody to show me evidence that back up the claims the prosecution actually has, that a lone gunman with no assistance, 22-year-old kid whose hobbies are Magic the Gathering, somehow infiltrated, pulled this shot off from the roof with a rifle we've never seen yet, gets away. And again, 30-06, doesn't take half his head off, no exit wound. Just please show me the evidence of any of this being possible so I can say, good, we found the suspect and it's time for him to be put away. But they just doesn't seem like even now we've done the whole evidence hearings, right? We've seen the whole evidence pretrial, nothing new. So I don't know. For me, you got to show me something, because at this point it looks like, I don't know who's involved. Is he alive? Is he dead? Was it Israel? Was it the left? Where I'm at?
Perfectly said. It's the truth. The people ask, well, who did it then? I don't know. Stop asking me. I don't
know. But
right
here, look at Charlie's. Can you back up one frame? I know. Look at Charlie's shoes. He's got on white shoes and he's shot in the carotid artery, and he's got, doesn't have a drop of blood on his white shoes. What are we talking about here?
Look at those shoes. Yeah, if you're shot when you're standing up, there's going to be blood all over your legs and shoes. Look at that.
Yes. Yes. And he's got a little bit on his shirt. That's it. Perfectly clean pants, shoes. None of them have blood on their knees or pants. And again, you can go and look at all of them. There's one guy in the black with the long black hair who's got a tiny little bit of blood on his arms and his stomach, because he's the one holding Charlie up underneath the arm where there's some of that blood. Other than that,
well, the consensus one weekend with the special forces community, it won't come on, is that it was staged like a stunt event with squibs, and that it's staged. That's the consensus. We don't know that's true.
A lot of my buddies think that. I personally don't think that myself. Again, I don't know. I don't have answers, but I do have a lot of buddies, special operators, that actually believe that theory.
All right, so. Nate Carnacchia, people can follow you, Valhalla VFT. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully you guys can pop back in tomorrow. This is so huge. Harris is missed coming up. Incredible transmission. Thank you so much. This is historic. Incredible. Thank you.
What makes a man? Testosterone. And today's men have 25% less of it than their fathers did. Does that make me 25% less of a man? Don't answer that. Answer this instead. FreedomRxHealth.com gets you evaluated by a licensed provider, real labs, and compounded testosterone built for you. More energy, more drive, more stamina, if you catch our meaning. Low testosterone after 35 is common and treatable. FreedomRx.com. Get your labs, get it back.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.